Spring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are, right back where we started from, it seems. Another week is over, and we have the opportunity to go through the big stories of the week in the News Talk Radio field. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, both members of the DJV show. We normally on the program, we devote ourselves to lots of different things, but this time, this is a specific hour devoted to the 10 top stories, in this instance, the week of October 12th to the 16th, also the People List. Don't often get to the People List, but they're usually part and parcel of the stories, and sometimes, I want to change it up a little bit, sometimes we start at the end with number 10, sometimes we start at number 1, sometimes we start in the middle. I do want to start at number 1 this week as we turn our attention At least for a moment or two, away from the presidential race. But then when you get right down to brass tacks, it seems that it sort of plays into the presidential race, doesn't it, ladies? Under the circumstances, the confirmation hearings, people paying attention to it. Are we going to decide who we're voting on for president?
You're talking about the number one story of the week, which was Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearings, which lasted Monday through Thursday. And were a lot different in tone, I think, than the Brett Kavanaugh hearings were last time around. Certainly, there were less personal attacks, although there were a few. But I think it does have tentacles, certainly, into the election. You have Democrats who are making the argument that this is too fast and that this is something that shouldn't be rushed through. You have Republicans saying that this is a perfectly fair process. I think most people agree that Amy Coney Barrett is smart and qualified. The question is, should she be advanced to the Supreme Court? And it looks like now she probably will be. Her hearing or her committee vote date is the 22nd, so she'll be voted out of committee at that point from the Senate Judiciary to a full Senate vote, which Mitch McConnell says will probably happen the week of October 26th. Another issue to come from this is sort of the retribution angle, which is Chuck Schumer and some of the Democrats saying, well, if Republicans do this, then we're going to pack the court if we win power. And that means adding justices to the Supreme Court. Right now there are 9. You would probably see an additional 3 that would be added to the court because you can't. You have to boost it up by 2 or 3. And so,
How do you do it by three? That means an even number.
Yeah, who was the last president? Because I know throughout the hearings it's come out that multiple presidents have done this in the past.
No one's actually packed. So nobody is this. The Supreme Court has been 9 for 184 years. And FDR, I think, tried to do this, and it failed miserably because it's just not popular with the American people. And
yeah, not
so,
a good idea.
Yeah, and the reason people say it's not a good idea, because if, let's just say, everything turns over into Democrats' hands after November 3rd, if they decide that they're just going to kind of go freewheeling and start to add justices to the court, eventually a new election will come along, conservatives will win and have control, and then they'll add.
Well, then there's no reason to have a Supreme Court. The Supreme Court becomes useless There's no reason
Supreme
for
a Supreme Court of 50, how effective is it?
Well,
so,
it isn't that, Jennifer. It's that it becomes political, like everything else. The Supreme Court is supposed to be sans politicization.
Right.
And that's why this hoopla. Where do we find good justices that are not political? I don't want to know what your socials. I don't want to know.
Well, and that's
because
kind
it ought
of
not to be
Amy
a
Barrett
feature of the consideration.
This week, Judge Barrett said, you know, it doesn't matter what I think in my personal life. It doesn't matter what justices think.
But then why has she written so many public opinions? And
well,
she has signed
all
on,
the judges
you know,
have done that. Look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Well, she worked for the ACLU. I mean, my goodness. But that's okay. In her personal time, you can do all of that stuff. When it comes to you as a jurist,
no, I don't think you,
you
can.
Want
I think
to
you
apply
be disqualified.
The law. So then you think Ruth Bader Ginsburg should have been disqualified from the Supreme Court?
Yep. ACLU connections... It makes
well,
it very
you're a
obvious
lawyer,
what he's thinking. No.
Well, no,
and
but
Amy
if you're
Comey, all these
if
people
that's who you're working for, well, yeah. Okay, so then my only thing is, yes, do I think she's intelligent? From what I saw, sure. Do I think she's the best, brilliant, most, you know, brilliant legal mind in the country? No. And the thing that, the thing for me, and I don't care, take away all of the political stuff and all of her personal views on abortion and everything else, which she's made very clear, I don't think she's qualified because she's only been a judge for 3 years. She has not had the casework that I believe it should be held to that standard. Brett Kavanaugh himself said that Merrick Garland was one of the most qualified people in the country to be on the Supreme Court, and we didn't even give him a hearing. We didn't even give him a chance.
Because
and now this woman who's only been a judge for 3 years gets
but it has nothing
pushed
to do with,
through in days.
Let's
it's
be,
ridiculous.
Let's be really clear, though. It had nothing to do with whether or not Merrick Garland was qualified. No one ever cracked at his qualifications. The difference is
I'm
that
it
during...
A, it's a sad missed opportunity.
During the
even Brett Kavanaugh said he was so brilliant.
During the election year, when you have one party in the White House and another party in the Senate, that there's no precedence for hearings ever going through. When you have the same party in the White House and the same party in the Senate, there are instances when this has happened. I think it's happened 8 other times before.
This is ruining our country, this kind of stuff. Ruining it. Ruining it for our next generations. It is. It's just everything's politics. Nothing is... judged on the merits. It's asinine, and it's incredible that we're getting to this point. All right, so let's get to the dueling town halls. Number two is the presidential race, and there are a lot of issues that go along with it. So what came out of these town halls, one on ABC, one on NBC, one with Biden, one with Trump? So what did we learn that was shocking, news-making, and would change people's minds about who they're going to vote for? Ladies?
I don't know if it's going to change anybody's mind. I mean, from my perspective, what I've seen in the coverage is that the first 20 minutes of Trump's town hall was actually a debate with Savannah Guthrie. And she was asking him hard questions about white supremacy and about taxes and all of this stuff. And then finally, they allowed some of the people from the crowd to ask a few questions. But it really turned into more of a debate between Guthrie
and
Trump.
Wasn't a town hall meeting then, really.
On the other side, George Stephanopoulos was asking Joe Biden what people consider to be very softball questions.
Of course he
was. And didn't even ask him once to comment on the story about Hunter Biden, his son, and to deny or to avow it. He also allowed Biden to get away with not answering again on whether or not Joe Biden supports court packing. And Biden said, you know what, I've made up my decision. It depends on how they handle this, and I'll let you know.
He said that he would say before the election that what his I think he
but
is
here's
too
the thing.
Moderate
people are
and
voting
too conservative.
Now.
I don't he has not been in favor of it in the past. I do not think that he is going to pack the court. What I do think might happen, there is already a bill that I think it passed through the House or it's making its way through the ranks. But I do think the issue of term limits for the Supreme Court members, I think that is probably going to be a realistic thing. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg was asked about that for many years. She said, you know, look, I'm happy that it doesn't exist because I want to keep serving as long as I can, but I understand that it would make sense if it does exist. So this new bill has been proposed. It's an 18-year term limit. So I think maybe instead of packing the court, having term limits
would
probably
be considered unconstitutional. Would it go to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, right.
Right? Yeah, would it end up there? I don't know.
Huh?
That's a good question. Because it would be a law. It would have to be a new law that would be passed.
I don't know
they're
how
all
we're
about laws.
I just guess I don't know how we're so comfortable with the hypocrisy that we're seeing play out in this presidential race. I just don't. I don't guess I understand.
Hypocrisy everywhere. It's not just this race. It's been things have been completely the mess that's created by the lopsided judgment, if that's what you want to call it, whether it's the news media, public institutions. We live in an era of political correctness and naysay, and we just don't live in a free society anymore. We're not free.
But how do we ever, really, I go back to this. How do we ever find truth if we now glaringly see that the mainstream news media is in the tank for a candidate? How do we do that?
I don't know that you do. I think that's part of the problem.
How do people who watch Fox News all day long, how do they get any
proof? It's Fox News against everybody else. Fox News, I think, does a far better job of presenting both sides. When was the last time you watched it? They have Democrats on every single day. When was the last time you saw a Republican on anyone else?
Here is a standard that I'm very upset to see weakened. C-SPAN has suspended Steve Scully.
Another one.
Now, how
they
do you...
should have. That guy is a big lying phony.
But...
And by the way, Trump called him out, and everybody said, Trump's being crazy. There's Trump again, fake narrative. And Trump was right again. Steve Scully, who was supposed to be the debate moderator and a serious journalist on C-SPAN, wrote a tweet, and he's so old he didn't know how to do it, wrote a tweet to Scaramucci that he thought was private, Anthony Scaramucci, who hates Trump, to try to figure out how to deal with Trump. I'm sorry, Steve Scully, you need to deal with a guy named the Mooch to help you figure out what to do with President Trump.
What do you mean, what to do with him? I don't know.
That he was asking for advice about Trump from the Mooch. He was asking for how to handle him. What can I throw at him? And then, Steve Scully said when the tweet came out and was made public, he said, my computer was hacked. That wasn't really me. And conservatives, my friend Sebastian Gorka said, I believe him. Steve Scully's a good guy. I believe him. Trump came out and said, this is fishy. He's lying. And everybody jumped all over Trump and said he's lying and being Trump again. And guess what? He was lying and it smells fishy. And apparently he's used this before.
Well, once in a while,
Trump
would get it right.
Three times.
All right, we're in the overview, the throes of talking about the big stories. And number one, number two, number three we're going to do next, which is an overview of where we are with the COVID situation. High-profile COVID patients are getting a lot of publicity. We'll get to that as we continue on this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com. Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
With many of us working and schooling from home, it's more important than ever to have a functional and comfortable setup. And that's the idea behind LG's ultra-fine Ergo HD monitor. LG's Adam Belzicki has the details.
Yeah, absolutely. What we've done with the ultra-fine Ergo is we've taken one of our ultra-high-definition 4K displays, and instead of putting it on a traditional stand that sits on the desk, we've mounted it to an arm that has a clamp that clamps directly to the desktop. And what that enables you to do is move the monitor in any direction you wish. It's fully customizable to you. And I think for me, what's also great is it has USB Type-C on it. So when I put my notebook down, it's one cable to plug in to power the monitor, and it also charges my notebook.
Find out more at LG.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The charts for the week of October 12th to the 16th, that's the focal point of our discussion here on the Talk Radio Review, where it's now 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time for us now to get back into the overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find them listed there every week, all the stories and the people. Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television as well. All the focus on what has now become, without question, the most significant format on the radio and in podcasting. Spoken words and the info about what we are, you know, we're into this stuff big time, all these conversations. 30% increase year over year listening to this format. So congratulations to you for listening and all of us for doing this stuff. Number three. Well, I think that's good.
Oh, the humble brag is.
Yes, okay. Humble.
Congratulations to you for getting to hear how great we are.
Right, exactly. Oh, my God.
Round of applause for us. Okay. The coronavirus is at number three. Apparently, there are at least three cases linked to the Biden campaign and to Kamala Harris. Yes? Is that the most high-profile COVID case of the week? Two,
yeah.
Three?
There's a third now, yeah. It was the communications director, someone that must have worked on the plane. Victoria and I were speculating. We think maybe it's the pilot or somebody, because they say it's someone who had contact, not close contact, but and wasn't on the campaign, I guess, on the payroll. And now there's a third coronavirus case that's linked to the Biden campaign, again, on the side of I guess it's, let's see, it was two additional operations people, so maybe another person involved with the travel, along with the top aide to Kamala Harris. So they've all contracted it. She's getting tested, obviously, as you would, and I guess just suspending her campaign through Monday, and then she'll be back on the campaign trail again.
As a blend of sort of three and four, four has to do with health care. Did you note? I remember we talked about this early on, and then it didn't go anywhere. Now it's back on the surface, how your blood type may predict whether you get COVID or not.
Did it work and, for me?
Right.
What's your blood type? I don't know mine, sir.
I'm O positive.
Really? I'm type A positive, and according to this information, A or AB are the most susceptible to getting it. And so it hasn't gotten to me. I think it's it may be part and parcel of what goes on. But if you have a strong immune system, again, you're not going to have a problem with this.
Well, that's not true. I know that you think that. It's not. Because people with strong immune systems have still gotten the virus. It doesn't mean you're Superman.
Yeah, but they have died from it. The people who will die, I guess maybe I should clarify, you're not going to die from COVID if you have a strong immune system.
The fatality rate is very low when it comes to coronavirus. But, I mean, it's not just, you know, it's not just...
Yeah, the comorbidity thing is really more of of a concern. But just saying that you have a strong immune system doesn't mean that you can't ingest the virus if someone coughs on you and has it.
And get it. Yeah, right. That's true. So what about the protective measures that we're all taking? Are people more wearing masks? Or are they getting more fussy about the kind of masks that they wear? Or I was talking about being in a farm auction last weekend, and half the people there had masks on and half of them didn't. And it was a large gathering of hundreds of people, would you say, Victoria?
I think that's except for New York City, where everyone has to wear a mask, I think that the half and half thing seems to be at least what I've seen
pretty normal
in New Jersey. Well, it's not, I don't agree with it, but people are getting lax, and we're seeing the numbers go up. The latest epidemiology report from this week is there's only one state that didn't have an increase or remained at a higher level, and that was Texas. And that's because Texas got hit so hard later, you know, much later on, that the numbers had no place to go but down.
Yeah.
So only Texas is going down. I think there were 11 states that stayed at the same level, and every other state had a spike. So
Dateline Los Angeles, the mayor compares the people who are homeless to horse manure. Film at 11. How'd that go over, Jennifer?
Well, surprisingly, the media didn't pick it up, so he didn't have to answer for it. But, yeah,
really?
It's not the best look.
To make a lot of noise there, KCAA in the Inland Empire. Hello, are you listening there? Mayor Garcetti says homeless people are horse. It's 28 past the hour.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Cancer treatment takes a toll on the body, but regular exercise can help mitigate some of the side effects that can come with cancer treatment and diagnosis.
Helps us feel less anxious, helps us feel less depressed. One of the key side effects of some cancer treatments is on the heart, and exercise has tremendous benefits for the heart.
Dr. Edward Laskowski says recently updated exercise guidelines for cancer patients and survivors suggest 30 minutes of exercise 3 times per week with resistance training for a total of 90 minutes of aerobic exercise. activity.
Really, the principle is any movement is good movement, and cumulative movement throughout the day is very beneficial.
Exercise not only improves survival rates in patients undergoing treatment, it can also help prevent 7 different kinds of cancers, including colon and breast.
Exercise is medicine. The more movement we have throughout our day, the better our health.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our overview of the hot hits in talk radio, news talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, here at your service going through the stories according to talkers. These are the top 10 stories of the week that have taken most of the oxygen out of the room when it comes to conversation, what you're listening to. And at number 5, I guess I'll review the top 4. The Barrett confirmation hearings, number 1, presidential race, number 2, COVID, and who's getting it, et cetera, number 3. We're on the health care and meds line now. We were talking about the fact that if you have type A or AB blood, you might be more susceptible to this sort of thing. And then we get into was that argument on the air or off the air about having a strong immune system.
On the air.
It was on the air. Good. Congratulations.
Congratulations to you. Do you want to do another humble brag?
Sure. Why not? Okay. So the economy is number 5. I don't know how you two are feeling it, or your friends, people that you know, people that you work with, but
it seems to me, like most everything else, this has become so politicized. I guess the other question is, where would we be without the stimulus packages? And even though they're at gridlock now, think about where poor countries are, where people don't have the government to rely on, and what may be going on there. This could be the end of the world for a lot of, you know, we talk about the stats here, how many people have died, da-da-da-da-da, and it's horrible, the numbers are awful, but we're not tracking how this stuff is affecting people in third world countries, for the most part. You know, they don't have the ability to do what the West does, and to a lesser extent, what have the Russians done, what have the Chinese done to protect their people? I mean, most people are paid by the government anyway in those two countries, so maybe this doesn't make any difference. What do you think, ladies?
Yeah, I don't know if it does. And I don't know if you're looking at the Chinese government to hand a stimulus to people. I mean,
right.
It's a much
I think this
system.
Is just in a capitalistic society.
Yeah, of course.
We would expect to have that kind of focus because business is so important. And by the way, there are a lot of businesses. These guys, why they argue, you know, with the old expression, Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Well, that's what you get with your politicians in Washington. They're fiddling around, as usual, and this has become the national standard. You know, screw around, don't do anything, and the public that sends you there and whose money you are spending gets the short end of the stick. And so now you see that more than ever, and many institutions will fall by the wayside. We don't have, even if we're printing the money, somehow you got to figure out how to keep the airlines running. Somehow you've got to figure out how to keep, especially transportation and infrastructure, that's more important than really anything else. And that's, you know, one of the things that the Eisenhower presidency brought to us, I don't know how many people remember back to this, the interstate highway system started as a result of Eisenhower being concerned because of his import and impact on World War II. He decided that we needed to have an interconnecting way to get from city to city so that in the event of a war, we could quickly transport things on major highways. That's why the interstate system was built. And so you look around, that's infrastructure. That keeps our country together. Well, so are the airlines. So are the trucking companies. Without that stuff, you got, what do you have? Bupkis. Unless you're growing food in your backyard, because the food travels by truck. Some of it by air. But there's so much that we pay, that we take for granted, that we don't pay a lot of attention to, and now that those systems are crumbling. And if these people don't do something about it, we're going to wake up to a really different America on January 1st, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, how many bridges? Just I have a friend who's a geologist who works for the Port Authority in New York and New Jersey, and I mean, behind the scenes, they literally call them hold your breath bridges because that's how bad they've just deteriorated. And people going over, you know, driving over these bridges every day, it's really scary. It's all across the country. It's not just, you know, New York and New Jersey, but.
It's despicable how these people waste, the fraud, the abuse, spending all the money that we do on building ships and more armament to blow ourselves up. And here, the things that keep the lifeline going in America are falling apart.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you go anywhere in Europe and you just see how the roadways are. I mean, they're
much
pristine.
Better than here.
It's amazing. It's
well,
so
part
much
of that
is something Democrats
union.
And Republicans can come together on.
But yeah,
that's true. That's true.
You know, it's like people agree that we need to invest in infrastructure. How come we can't? It's just
because
so
they
stupid.
Can't get their act together. And that, I think, plays into number six as well on the countdown. This whole business of education, what's going on. I was talking to a friend of mine at dinner last night who is up visiting here in New England. His daughter just had a new baby, and we were talking about his son and what's going on in the school system outside of Houston that they go to. Basically, everything's closed down, and the children haven't gotten any, there's no maturity. You know, it's 6 months of nothing, basically. Looking at a screen doesn't give you social or intellectual maturation. It just doesn't. And so this situation goes on and on and on. I think there should be a mandate that kids go back to school, and that's it. That's my feeling about it. I think that keeping children out of school is that's the crisis right there, that's creating.
I think it depends on the age, though, because I have cousins who are in high school, and they're actually their grades have gone up because they don't have all the distractions of high school life.
How are they judging the grading, though? Where
it's the same system that it's always been. They have their assignments that they have to hand in, and it's the same thing as being in the classroom, except they're at home in their rooms, and they don't have the distractions of high school life and flirting and all the hormones and everything else. So high school kids, I think, are doing better, but the younger kids who need the socialization are probably falling behind.
Hmm. So in that circumstance, let's go. We were talking in another venue about what's going on in schools, not only the testing, but who's paying for it. The government hasn't been able to push this stimulus package through, so there's no funding going to education, which is a part of this play, Victoria, isn't it?
I'm not sure how much money was supposed to be earmarked for schools, but I know it's more about small businesses, the airline industry, who's going to actually pay for a national testing system, because a lot of the states, you know, New Jersey, going before the pandemic, New Jersey was in a surplus. You know, we have a governor who's a finance guy from Goldman Sachs, and he whipped the state into good shape financially, and you know, now we're in the hole because we were hit so hard. So I know some states have been irresponsible and they don't balance their budgets and they don't do everything the way that they should. So I understand the argument from the right, oh, well, we don't want to bail out deadbeat states. I get that. But then I'm in a state that's not a deadbeat state and we need help. So I don't know where the answer is, but it just feels like there's just very little compromise. And we can't just paint everybody with the same broad stroke. Oh, well, all the states are deadbeat states, so they don't deserve any federal help. That's just not true.
I think they need to have some certain stipulations, though, because my state of California is trying to get money to bail out our pension problem. The pension problem exists far before COVID and should not be used with COVID relief money. We are running up our debt because we're trying to help people. We have no choice but to do it because people are suffering in this time of shutdowns and COVID-19. So help the people. Don't help the state that are trying to use this to fund their pension plan. Give me a break. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. It seems to me that if we took this thing piecemeal, like most businesses would do with line items, that we could actually maybe come to the table. But everybody's trying to push in their own special interest, mm-hmm. and it's ridiculous. Help the people that legitimately need help because of COVID.
Yep.
Powerful. All right. Now, number 7 on the countdown, focus on race relations. Did you see the big to-do about Ice Cube, who says that his loyalty is to Black America, apparently has been collaborating with the Trump administration? God help us if a Black guy talks to a white guy in the White House.
That's not the whole story, though.
What's the rest of the story?
He worked with both parties. That was not that's not an endorsement for Trump or Biden.
Well, I didn't say it was. It's just that they're
it's how they treated
information.
It,
it's how the news media treated. My God, this guy should be hung.
It was kind of like Dianne
thumbs.
Feinstein getting. I guess there's a liberal group that wants to kick Dianne Feinstein. They're calling on her to resign because she hugged Lindsey Graham at the hearings.
Oh my God.
That's dangerous. I applaud Ice Cube for putting his money where his mouth is and working with whoever he thinks can advance his cause. And I applaud Dianne Feinstein for hugging someone who's her friend.
What is going on here? What is the matter with people? How do you get in this big
angry.
A hole?
And
yeah,
no
I guess that's what
thought.
It is. Yep. All right, number 8, the relationship we have with China and Russia. We'll discuss that. That'll be a short conversation. Right after these words here on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio.
This report is sponsored by Humana. People with Medicare need to make an important decision in the coming weeks. As the Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual election period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th, selecting a Medicare plan can seem overwhelming, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. But eligible individuals can still research plan options safely to ensure they make the right decision for their health needs. Jeff Fernandez is with Humana.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you without having to leave home, including informational websites, virtual educational events, and one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. This will allow people with Medicare to gather the information they need to choose a Medicare plan safely and securely during this annual election period, which runs through December 7th.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it.
Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. Who doesn't love saving money on purchases, especially with the year we've had? And it's never been easier with the Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. You already know about SlickDeals.net, the largest social platform for scoring deals wherever you shop. And with the Slick Deals browser extension, you can get early access to Slick Deals' best of web deals, as vetted and voted on by its community of more than 12 million users. No more hunting for coupon codes, as the Slick Deals browser extension automatically finds and applies the best codes whenever you check out, all to save you money on purchases. Access exclusive coupons from hundreds of stores, set up a deal alert from anywhere on the web, and a whole lot more. With the free, money-saving Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge, enable it today at slickdeals.net/radio. That's slickdeals.net/radio.
This report is sponsored by Humana. People with Medicare need to make an important decision in the coming weeks, as the Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual election period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th. Selecting a Medicare plan can seem overwhelming, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic, but eligible individuals can still research plan options safely to ensure they make the right decision for their health needs. Jeff Fernandez is with Humana.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you without having to leave home, including informational websites, virtual educational events, and one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. This will allow people with Medicare to gather the information they need to choose a Medicare plan safely and securely during this annual election period, which runs through December 7th.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, we still have a couple of items here in the moments remaining. Number 8, our relationship with China and Russia. It seems to me it's getting worse and worse. The Chinese are getting more emboldened. They're invading our lives across the board. It's amazing. It's outrageous, the influence that they have now, and people don't even realize it. They've become very smart at this. They're not, they're the blowtorch. Russia is the hammer and sickle. They're banging. You know, Russia is just clumsy, and they do things because they can. The Chinese are a little more sophisticated, and they're a little, I think that because of that, they become a little more dangerous, frankly. The Russians are kind of out there. You know what they're doing. They're not, you know, they don't care. But the Chinese are, you know, they're much more, they're getting into our lives and into our head in different ways. We were talking about a guy who's doing an IMAX asteroid thing. Looked like a fascinating review. It's going to be on IMAX. theaters, the asteroid thing, and it's financed by the Chinese,
Well, we don't know how much of it is. There are a million production companies for every one movie, and so I don't know.
You know as well as I do, Victoria, that they have no. They shouldn't be in any of our movies. They should be in nothing.
They found their way into that industry because they want to protect their reputation, particularly in pop culture and
time
in the
we made
TV
some Chinese
business.
Guys bad guys in the movies
well,
and TV.
Well, then talk
and
to the FCC and tell them that China shouldn't be allowed to buy radio
that's
companies.
That's absolutely
either.
True. That's another.
I mean,
outrage.
You know, that's the most blatant of all of them.
Yeah, it's really incredible what we're allowing ourselves to do in the name of money. Number nine, Roe versus Wade. That's part of the number one. I don't know. I'm so tired of listening to people talk about this because it's the same thing over and over and over and over again. We have to wait and see what comes out of this. But you're not going to stop her being confirmed. So, you know, what's next? How do you counter that stuff? That comes in time. Sports, number 10. The Dodgers have lost. That kind of stuff is all very important.
Well, you've got baseball and the NBA coming to an end. The Lakers winning the NBA championship this week, and that was a big sports story.
Yeah.
Plus coronavirus and football. Holy smokes.
Well, will the football season even end? Will it be over before it's really supposed to be over? How many teams have put off? I think the Patriots put off their game this week two or three times, didn't they? Some of the other teams as well, closing down locker rooms
Falcons
and stuff.
Falcons had to shut down too, yeah.
Yeah, right. So how does that, what does that portend for the end of the season? Food for thought, the top 10 stories on the countdown, thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, Victoria, Jennifer, and Doug here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North Haven with no more homeless pets.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
Remember, wearing a face covering is not a replacement for physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick. Your mask protects me, and my mask protects you. Together, we can stop the spread.
For more information, including how to make your own cloth face covering, go to ShastaReady.org.
It's now time for us to do a review of the top five tech stories of the week. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Victoria Keelan, to go through numbers 5 through 1. We start at 5, obviously. You want to wait for the big one. The big one at the end. But this is a big story, too, with the Airbnb requirements now. Why don't you go through that for us? Number 5. Victoria.
Well, Airbnb, you know, when the pandemic began, Airbnb was pretty much dead in the water. No one, including the higher-ups at the company, no one thought that it would survive. And then something interesting happened. People started traveling in the month of August, especially end of July, month or August, depending on where you are in the country and how your state was affected by COVID. And Airbnb people felt they were safer going to an Airbnb than a hotel. And so Airbnb is now back and doing gangbusters business, and they're up 250% or something like that. And so that is expected to continue through the holidays because people don't necessarily feel comfortable visiting family and staying in the house. So they're renting Airbnbs in order to have a makeshift kind of Thanksgiving and Christmas and things like that. So Airbnb has responded to that demand, and they have new measures now for cleaning and sanitation. And they did have a pretty good we stayed in an Airbnb in mid-August, and we felt that they had a very good cleaning protocol, but now it's even stricter. And so the company has given all of the hosts until November 20th, right before Thanksgiving, to commit to the new health and safety guidelines. Guests also have to agree to the guidelines when they book the listing, meaning social distancing between the guests and the hosts or vice versa, and everyone has to wear a mask when you are around the guests or the host. And there's a five-step cleaning protocol, and they're now going to have these listings that are going to be considered or labeled as enhanced clean. So it's going to be even better than what it already is, and I think it's a smart move for Airbnb, and it's a very fun and safe way for families to still enjoy holiday travel.
All right, number four, Yelp.
Right, so Yelp has been dealing with, since the pandemic began, between May 26th and September 30th, they have had more than 450 alerts on business pages that were either accused of or targeted with racist behavior. And so Yelp felt that they needed to do something because so many people use Yelp for every type of business, and they like to know who they're dealing with. So now, if you go onto a site, or if you go onto Yelp and you want to check out a restaurant or a hair salon or whatever the business may be, that you will see a new alert of it says business accused of racist behavior with news media coverage attached to it. So that way you can read what happened, and you can decide for yourself if you want to spend your money at that business.
Number three has become very controversial. Verizon announcing its 5G network, and this really strong opposition this week from the Small Business Association, who doesn't want anything to do with the 5G network nationally. I thought that was interesting, Victoria.
Verizon has expanded the 5G network, and they're now rolling it out. They're boosting the signal for things like stadiums, landmarks, national parks, museums, typically all the places where you have really bad cell service. So that's one thing that Verizon is focusing on. Same thing with cities like New York and San Francisco, notoriously bad cell service. So they're rolling that out. They're already behind. AT&T and T-Mobile have been running their 5G coverage across the whole country. So Verizon has taken a long time to get to this point, but it does coincide with our number one story this week, which we will get to.
All right, number two first, though, banning Holocaust denial posts.
Yeah, Twitter's had a rough week. So now the update on Twitter is that they are now no longer going to censor any tweets from hacked materials. It will just be labeled as hacked materials, but you can still see what it is. Before that happened, the last battle that Twitter was fighting was about Holocaust denial. This is becoming a really serious, serious problem, not just here in the U.S., but around the world, and especially in pockets of Germany and Poland, which is really scary when you look at that historically. So now Twitter says that they will ban any posts that deny the Holocaust or that downplay the Holocaust. They said that there's a well-documented rise in anti-Semitism globally, especially among young people, which is really scary. And so Facebook earlier this week, they announced at first that they were going to be trying to combat anti-Semitism, and now Twitter has joined in as well.
Number one, Apple and their iPhone 12.
That's right. The iPhone 12 was announced this week, and four new models of iPhone 12s. That was more than what anyone thought, and it's all 5G wireless networks. Verizon timed their 5G network announcement to go along with the brand new iPhones. The good news is, if you're looking for an iPhone 12, you don't need to spend as much. They start at $699.
Whoopee. Wow, there's an incentive right there, huh? 59 past the hour. That's the overview of the hot tech news this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rostrup. President Trump, former Vice President Biden campaigning in states they're trying to flip in next month's election.
Biden traveled to North Carolina, where a Democrat hasn't won in the White House race since 2008. He told voters the stakes couldn't be higher and that the state is crucial to his victory. Meanwhile, the president is in the midst of an aggressive travel schedule that's taking him to several battlegrounds. After weekend stops in the upper Midwest, he's on a western swing trying to become the first Republican to win Nevada since 2004. Greg Clugston with the president in Carson City, Nevada.
Health officials say the U.S. can now test several million people daily for COVID-19, but problems arise in keeping track of the results. Testing sites are required to report their results, but state health officials say the numbers from many rapid tests are going unreported, and that means some COVID-19 infections may not be counted. Facebook will ban ads on its platform that discourage vaccinations, with an exception carved out for advocacy ads about government vaccine policies.
The company already bans ads about vaccine hoaxes, such as the false idea that vaccinations cause autism. The latest policy expands the ban to ads that discourage vaccines for any reason. But Facebook also says that ads that advocate for or against legislation or government policies around vaccines, including a COVID-19 vaccine, will still be allowed.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports the ads will still have to be approved by the company as political advertisements and include a paid-for-by label on who is funding them. Overseas, the streets of Paris and eight other French cities deserted Saturday night on the first day of the government-imposed 9 p.m. curfew that's scheduled to last at least 4 weeks. Emmanuel Macron made the announcement to curb the resurging coronavirus as infections peaked to over 30,000 a day. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Despite a second attempt at a ceasefire, Armenia and Azerbaijan accused one another of violating the new truce in the Nagorno-Karabakh region a day after it was put in place.
This is the sound of a family burying their loved one, an Armenian soldier who was allegedly killed during fighting over the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh, hours after a ceasefire was announced. The soldier's death follows reports from Armenian military officials of artillery shelling and missile strikes by Azerbaijani forces in the conflict zone overnight. Likewise, Azerbaijan's ministry accused Armenia of using large-caliber weapons to attack the positions of the Azerbaijani military in two regions north of Nagorno-Karabakh along the border, a claim Armenian military officials denied. I'm Karen Chamas.
China's economic growth accelerated to 4.9% over a year earlier in the latest quarter. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A California Good Samaritan comes to the rescue.
A mailman on his route in Southern California helped another man who accidentally cut his arm with a chainsaw. United States Postal Service mailman Fernando Garcia was wrapping up his shift in Norwalk when he heard a loud scream from a nearby house before rushing toward the home to help. Garcia said he found a man with a cut to the arm and used his belt as a tourniquet. He stayed with the man until an ambulance arrived. The extent of the man's injuries remains unclear. Patrick Frost reporting.
A second search for black victims of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre is set to begin. A forensic anthropologist says the goal is to identify victims, notify their descendants, and shed light on the violence. The incident occurred when white residents attacked Tulsa's Black Wall Street. An estimated 300 people were killed, 800 more were wounded. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
9.9 million Americans misused prescription drugs, with most of the prescription drugs coming from family and friends, often from medicine cabinets.
The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this serious public health and safety issue.
Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading Civic Auditorium.
National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Reading Civic Auditorium, Friday, October 23rd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an exciting moment in radio history every week, made by the likes of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So many exciting things going on, and we apparently are at the forefront of that. I'm Doug Steffen, talk host since 1974, should I admit to that, Michael?
Yes, you should. You should be proud of the fact that you're the oldest man in media.
Ah, not quite. I think Bohannon's got me beat by a couple of years. One way or the other. Well, we won't tell anybody, though.
No.
We're going to go through the stories and the people, but let's start where this suggestion that I just made about News Talk Radio, Talkers Magazine. If you go to talkers.com, Talkers Magazine has an overview, without being too much in the weeds, with the information about news talk, the spoken word formats, and how so many more people, I suppose maybe it goes with the territory, but it seems dramatic, Michael, don't you think, the number of people who are listening to these programs, this format, the stations, etc.?
Yeah, well, it is dramatic. It's been the thing that has, in my opinion, saved radio.
Yes,
in spoken word radio. And with all due respect to our friends in music radio, and many of them are the same people in talk radio, that, you know, ironically,
owners.
Talkers has a huge readership in the music radio world because a lot of the same managers that run talk stations run the music stations.
Yep.
They're not as separated as they were, as we say, back in the day.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, entire markets, meaning communities, cities of radio stations, are in some cases all located in the same building.
Yep.
You know, so there used to be a saying in the business, well, I can always go across the street and work for the competitor. Well, now you have to go across the hall and work for the same company.
Yeah.
Right. So it's we're laughing.
Oh,
we're whistling past the graveyard, you know.
Yeah, right.
But But I forgot the question, but yeah.
Well, I wanted to have people understand that you were on top of it. There's a story in Talkers Magazine or Talkers.com this week highlighting what the news and news talk stations, the spoken word format, is doing in terms of garnering listenership. Mm-hmm. It's really quite significant. I think it's the biggest influx I've seen. You usually get it anywhere around election time for pretty obvious reasons, at least since it's become political. Talk radio is much more political than it was certainly when I started in 74. And as we got into it, you know, it becomes more and more a focus on right versus left. But there is, you know, you look back at the reason that people want to know, and they want to know because they can't seem to find information that's relevant anyplace else.
Yeah, it's also entertaining. People find a tremendous amount of entertainment in politics. It's verbally violent. It's,
yeah, you know, why are like wrestling matches? Why is wrestling so popular? And you get right down to it. Look, there's no, used to be one night a week of wrestling on TV, and then there were two, and then it was beside the WWE at some other organization with guys and girls out there grunting and throwing each other around and looking pretty stupid, and I'm going to get this guy. And now it's wrestling
theater
every night.
Well, wrestling is theater. Wrestling is theater.
Yeah.
Wrestling is a fantastic form of physical theater, personality theater, and the audiences are part of the show, which is why they've been really taxed into being as creative as possible to pull off these wrestling matches without large arena audiences. Mm-hmm. And I think they've done a very good job of it. I think all sports have done a very good job of dealing with the fact that they're playing to empty houses by and large. But I don't think they've done such a good job that they've been able to close the gap in terms of the product. Mm-hmm. I think that the fans in any sport are an important part of the delivery of the drama and the impact. You know?
Right. Now, as a matter of fact, we look at the story list. You want to go through it. Number 10 has to do with sports during the pandemic.
Yes.
Maybe you've got some more to say about this. The baseball season's over pretty much. Yeah. And so is basketball. Now we've got the football season. But that's in jeopardy. The teams keep shutting down because the players are all getting the virus, yeah?
Yeah, the feeling in football, and I'm a football fan, is that this is just a weird season. It's sort of like a season-long preseason. It's like exhibition games. It's real, and it'll count, and you want your team to win, and everybody is playing as hard as they can. But between the injuries that have happened on the field because there was no preseason, no warm-up time, people are not, you know, they're pulling muscles and some terrible, terrible injuries have occurred, and people coming down with COVID, and many top players not even playing this season, doing what was called opting out. The season has this feel, and Tuesday night games and games being canceled at the last minute.
But yet you turn on the television every night, and there's every one of the networks has got some kind of sports. I mean, I saw three football games on three major networks. I think it was last night or the night before as I'm clicking through the channels. That's all they seem to have to program. So next thing you know, you're going to be doing Little League football.
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, you know, basketball came to a conclusion. It was kind of interesting. LeBron James set all kinds of records. The LA Lakers are back on top. In baseball, some of the teams that weren't expected to do well did. Some of them that were expected to do well didn't. Because of the strange nature of the season. As I said, football seems surrealistic. I'm not quite sure what's going on in hockey, but that, mm-hmm. I understand, is a little bit off in terms of when they're playing. The big issue with sports is there's been a tremendous loss of revenue for businesses that surround stadiums and arenas that count on these crowds to fill their stores and their restaurants and their bars. That has been a disaster. Stadium workers, vendors, people who make their living have been out of work, and that's been extremely, extremely difficult. And there were a long time when there weren't games, and that has hurt not only the teams who are not selling tickets. That's hurting them financially, but it's hurting a lot of the media that, you know, when the baseball season didn't start for a very long time, there was no baseball. We're talking about millions of dollars of revenue has been lost. The major problem with the sports during the pandemic has been economic. Not so much, we don't have our sports the way we want them, which, is an issue. But, no, the economy, the impact of sports on the economy has just been brutal, and that's been the big issue.
Yeah. Well, let's go through the list quickly, and then we'll pick some things out of here that are important. So please do your
I'll zip through it. Here we go. Number 10, sports during the pandemic. Number 9, climate change tied with Roe v. Wade. At number 8, U.S. foreign affairs, China, Russia. At number 7, race relations, police reform, law and order, and the governor kidnap plot. At number 6, the education crisis. At number 5, the economy and stimulus gridlock. At number 4, healthcare, meds, protective measures. At number 3, COVID-19 stats and projections. And there's a lot of talk about high-profile COVID patients. At number 2, the presidential race, the dueling town halls, the balloting issues, and all kinds of scandals and accusations as each side tries to take the other one down. And at number 1, we have the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearings. Quick run through the people. At number 10, Pete Buttigieg. Number 9, Rudy Giuliani and William Barr. Two people that are one openly and one kind of accused of being the president's personal lawyer. At number 8, Gretchen Whitmer and Ralph Northam, governors. Melania and Barron Trump, 7 COVID patients. At number 6, Mitch McConnell. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Hunter Biden. They've been coming after him. At number 3, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Amy Coney Barrett at number 2. And number 1, Donald Trump. There it is. Quick and easy.
What happened to Mike Pence?
Mike Pence was not on the survey this week.
took a rest this week. I got it. Yeah. All right, quarter after the hour, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As you know, Mike Lindell, who is the founder of MyPillow, has a real passion to help all of us get a good night's sleep. He didn't stop by just creating the best pillow. He has created now, among many other things, the new Dream Bed Sheets, these Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look wonderful, feel great. I sleep in them. It's really a nice thing to get into clean sheets all the time, snuggle up, and these sheets are the best. Mike found the world's best cotton in Egypt, the Giza cotton, ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. The Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee like everything at MyPillow.com. Use it, don't like it, get your money back. It's that simple. The first night you go to bed and you get on those Giza sheets, though, you want everything else is going to be secondary. You won't want to be on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. And so Mike Lindell making a special offer for folks listening to this program. If you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, you'll have a BOGO deal on the sheets. Receive 2 sets for the price of 1. How about that? And using the DJV code, get free shipping. So MyPillow.com, promo code DJV at checkout. Or if it's easier for you, you can call them and order. Talk to a human being. 800-716-5989 for MyPillow. 800-716-5989. Or go online for these sheets. Get the BOGO deal. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV at checkout.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen, In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael took a drive this week, and I was interested for you to tell a quick story about what you experienced as you drove from south to north. Highways, people, masks.
A lot of masks. First of all, you drive 95. I drove about 1,300 miles in 2.5 days. I chose to drive rather than fly and move back to our central headquarters and our home in Massachusetts, as opposed to a place which is a winter place in Jupiter, Florida, that we wound up spending 10 months. And so you see the world from the perspective of the interstate, but you get to see a lot. And the people in the South are extremely friendly. Everywhere, every state, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, went through all 11 states. Every single one of them practice wearing masks and social distancing intensely. I mean, and thus it seemed like I was in a science fiction movie.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
Roaming the apocalyptic, you know.
Mm. All right. Hold your breath, ladies and gentlemen. We continue. It's 21 after the hour on the countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Hand washing is essential for preventing the spread of germs, but sometimes all this scrubbing can cause a rash. Does this mean you're allergic to the soap?
One important thing to differentiate from allergic contact dermatitis is irritant contact dermatitis.
Dr. Don Davis says allergic contact dermatitis means a substance is causing an allergic reaction on your skin, but irritant contact dermatitis means your skin is inflamed from repeated exposure to something.
If I used lye soap on my skin and I used it over and over again, I would develop an irritant contact dermatitis simply from eroding away the natural barrier of my skin with repetitive washing.
Dr. Davis says it's not always easy to tell the difference between an allergy or irritant. So talk to your healthcare provider so you can get on the right treatment. For more information, visit mayoclinic.org.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hopefully you're finding yourself tuned in and turned on to our discussion here.
Sound like an old disc jockey, right, Michael?
Tuned in, turned on, the hot
tuned in and turned on, yes.
Okay, So we're into the stories that people, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, they have a list that's published at talkers.com every week. So you can follow the stories, and the list changes during the week because this whole business is so much in flux. So many things changing every day, every hour, and it makes for exciting radio as much as anything else, I think. Whereas on television, and I don't mean necessarily this to be a slam, but it kind of is, it's the same old, right? With the talk radio conversations, it's fresh, it's new, it moves. Television, the same B-roll, the same pictures, the same video. It's just the same stuff over and over and over again. So if you want to kind of get the pulse, then you listen to the various hosts. I noticed that you have an interview this week with this young fellow, Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
In the MH interview. He's 26 years old. He was at the RNC recently. I know that. And he's got a show that's on Salem. What do you think's going to happen with him?
I think he's a bright young man. I think that he's very interesting. I think that he makes a very good case for the basic principles of conservative thinking.
At 26, though, what is he? I don't mean that to be. It's not a shot at him. I just wonder at 26 how much wisdom and experience he has, which is one of the things I think people want to listen to when they hear a talk radio program. I think
It's very exciting to hear a young, bright person, more so than hearing an old fool. So,
the two of us are exceptions to that rule.
Well, I mean, I do believe that age and wisdom play a role in life. Mm-hmm. However, I am always very, very encouraged when I run into a bright young person, because then I believe there's hope for the future. And he's that kind of kid. He's that kind of bright young person. Now, when I was 26, I already was a veteran in radio. I was running a radio station at 20.
Yeah, me too.
I don't, you know, and when I turned 25 and, you know, you listen to the lyrics of Neil Young's Old Man.
fit him these days.
Yeah, but you know, we lamented turning 25. We didn't trust anybody over 30. Mm. It seems that today's generation of young people mature slower than going back in time.
Yes, there it is. Very, very, very sage. I think that's the way to put it.
You know,
so I again ask about a 26-year-old because most 26-year-olds can't find their butt in a snowstorm.
Right. Thomas Jefferson was 33 years old, I believe, when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. Think about that. He was in his early 30s. Think about yourself at that. Think about your parents. Think about your father. I didn't know him well, but he was a businessman. He probably was doing stuff at 20 years old that today 40-year-olds do.
You talking about my father?
Yeah, your father. Your father. I'm trying to bring up a case that you know.
Yeah.
That people were older, younger than they are now. So
they went through the strain. The strainer, if you will. My father was an orphan, and he was on his own and made something of himself because he had to, not necessarily because he wanted to. And so a lot of times the reason I bring up again the 26-year-old, because most 26-year-olds now still live at home, for God's sakes.
Yeah, or they go to these schools, these universities, which is being exposed now. I'd like to talk about that more on the other side of the break. You know, they're kept in childhood for years that are unnecessary. And pay a lot of money to do that.
Right. Okay. So that's, and that again sort of brings me back around. So this kid is an exception.
I'm
thinking also
of
Bench.
He didn't go to college.
Really?
Yeah. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. And a lot of people are comparing to Ben Shapiro. Interesting. He's another young star on the horizon. It's 28 after the hour here on this week's Countdown.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should.
Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
During the 1980 presidential campaign, Ronald Reagan struck the killing blow to President Jimmy Carter's chances for re-election by asking one simple question: are you better off than you were 4 years ago? A recent Gallup poll asked voters the same question. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. According to the poll, 56% of voters said they were better off than they were before President Trump took office. This percentage is higher than when the same poll was conducted during President George W. Bush and Barack Obama's administrations. When Reagan asked this question, the answer was a resounding no, as evidenced by his solid victory over Jimmy Carter. But in 2020, the answer seems to be yes. But what does this predict about the 2020 election? If American voters believe that Trump contributed to their improved circumstances, then it could mean that they will support the president regardless of the polls. Either way, it is clear that Reagan's question is every bit as relevant today as it was in 1980. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Fall is the best time to plant. Cooler evenings and warmer soil makes a super combination for growing. What a great time it is to plant. Goldleaf Nursery's fall sale is on now. Take 30, 40, and 50% off ground covers, shrubs, and trees. The fall sale is going on now at Goldleaf Nursery. You don't want to miss the savings. Goldleaf Nursery, open Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Don't miss the fall sale going on now at Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Thanks to the dedication of the people of Shasta County, we are able to move more quickly through phase two of California's COVID-19 reopening plan. As our friends and neighbors reopen their businesses, remember this carefully thought out plan is necessary to continue to limit the spread of COVID-19, and following the reopening guidance is critical. We still need to do everything we can to protect our vulnerable neighbors. Those aged 65 and older or with underlying medical conditions should stay home as much as possible. Non-essential travel and mass gatherings are still not allowed at this time, and we all need to continue to practice social distancing. Wear masks when out in public, stay home when sick, and practice respiratory hygiene. To see a list of businesses that can reopen with modifications, go to ShastaReady.org and click on Roadmap to Recovery. Our continued dedication to reopening in a safe, controlled manner will help us beat COVID-19 and continue to move forward.
Sure of Talkers. Find the list at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com every week, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all of the things that connect us to the world, this fascinating format. So you were talking about childhood. We were discussing Charlie Kirk and his age, and then we were talking in general about people, the naivete, if you will, of that generation, or maybe the two younger generations. And I say that admittedly thinking that you and I are members of the baby boom generation, and you know, we look askance at those who are not experienced, but there is a whole different culture that's come out of this last 20 or so years, Michael. Don't you think?
There's no doubt about it. And I think that people grew up faster in the old days than they do now.
Yeah.
And part of that is because of social media and American popular culture, the economy, and the whole idea of going to college and having experiences, making contacts, learning socialization, and not really learning skills, not taking classes and things that you really don't need to know about. You know, there was once the idea that, well, you get a well-rounded liberal arts education and that you can apply that to anything you go into. It's not really true. A lot of these things you don't even remember. It's about getting a piece of paper and saying you went to some prestigious school. What can you do? I don't know. I can't do anything. Well, then why should I hire you?
And is it going to be worse, the lackluster time we're in for education, where people are looking at a screen and listening to a college professor or a high school teacher or even a kindergarten teacher, and what do they get out of it? If you don't know any better, my grandson doesn't know any better, so this is how he's starting his educational routine. What will it be like when he's very social? What will it be like for him when he actually goes to school?
I think that we have to separate social from necessarily being what you learn in school, because a lot of what happens in school is the social is actually torture. You get bullied. You get kids throwing a ball at you in dodgeball and phys ed. You get made fun of. You get humiliated. You're bored to tears in some classes where the teachers are in person, but they're lousy. I actually believe that you can learn more. So I take a contrary position on this. From a screen, in a well-designed package, in a well-designed system, than going to school and wasting a lot of time with boring teachers, boring classes, sitting there staring at the wall, hiding your smartphone so that they don't know you're texting and elsewhere, and thinking of school as a social situation. There's so many other ways to socialize. And not to mention, if you go out to work, you create social relationships with your coworkers. It's all a mess. It really is. And it's too expensive. It's a person should not be in debt for years to have a piece of paper.
To get out of it. All right. Well, Michael has just torpedoed the entire post-secondary education system in our country. You heard it here first on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right. Speaking of torpedoing things, one of the most prominent members of the C-SPAN group, C-SPAN organization that was put on the air, 40 years ago, Brian Lamb came up with this idea, and he got people to help him start a network that that underscored non-controversial ways of looking at things, kind of just the facts, right? That's really what
it started with live coverage of political events without commentary.
Right.
The cameras would just be there. You'd watch them.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
You don't have a panel of people telling you what it means.
And so then it expanded. I remember you and I, when we would have our conventions in Washington, would be on. You were on a lot, bringing the talk radio, the richness of talk radio, because it made great fodder for C-SPAN, in a sense. I remember being on two or three times with you and some other folks. And, you know, it was a great experience because Brian himself was right down the middle. Man, you talk about somebody who didn't have an axe to grind. He was all about getting to the heart, the meat of the story. And was very skilled at it, I think. I miss him on the air. And anyway, so Scully apparently did some tweeting that he ought not to have done, and has exposed himself to being a little one-sided. So now, is everybody vulnerable? Even the people on C-SPAN now are getting caught with their hands in the cookie jar. It seems almost sacrosanct to think of C-SPAN as being violated, but apparently it was with whatever.
Well, I don't know. When you say hands in the cookie jar, that indicates corruption as opposed to breaking format.
It is a form of, in my mind, it's a form of corruption. It's not monetary corruption, but it's sort of mental corruption. You present yourself as one thing, and in fact, you are something else. And we see that kind of all the time, don't we?
Don't we ever?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's part of human nature.
I suppose.
It's like, would you consider playing records on the radio as a DJ that you don't like and saying, that's a great hit from Tony Orlando and Dawn?
I actually like those songs, but it's...
but you know what I mean.
Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Exactly. There were a lot of things that you and I did as disc jockeys because the boss told us that's what we had to do. But the boss didn't tell Steve Scully to do, I guarantee you the boss didn't tell Steve Scully what to do in this circumstance. But it just shows everybody, I guess, is vulnerable, Michael.
What did he do?
He basically, under the circumstances, we like to think of, we're these news media outlets like Fox keep saying, we're fair and balanced. And C-SPAN presented itself, and Scully, I think, was probably one of the most visible of all the people that are on C-SPAN. Don't you think? I mean, when you get right down to it.
I don't watch C-SPAN that much anymore.
He's been around.
I'm being honest, I don't know.
He's a very gentle soul. He looks like one anyway. He's the president, by the way, of the White House Correspondents Association as well.
He said something in a social media.
He admitted to lying about his Twitter feed being hacked when he was confronted about a questionable exchange with Scaramucci. He went to, as they call him, the Mooch, to get some dirt on Trump before he's supposed to. He was supposed to be the moderator of the debate that got canceled this week. Mm-hmm. You knew that, right? Scully was supposed to be the moderator of that. And so they had their town hall meetings. And before this, though, Trump tweeted at Scaramucci, should I respond to Trump when Trump criticized him, that is Scully, as a never-Trumper? And so this was can you find something stronger than that to take a shot at the guy with? I don't know why you'd go to Scaramucci.
Without going down the rabbit hole of that particular story, one of the things that makes it very difficult to take a neutral posture, a Switzerland posture in today's society, and I deal with it because I try to take that posture, is that a lot of people believe if you're not with us, you're against us.
Yep.
So by saying I'm not taking the left or the right. Then you're on the left if they're the right. Then you're on the right. If you don't see that this president is either the worst thing that ever happened or the best thing that ever happened, well, then you're a liberal. You're a conservative. Yeah. If you're not with me, you are a fascist or you are a communist. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes in an environment such as this, what was considered the safe middle ground is actually the center of the crossfire and the most dangerous place.
Can't be in the middle. Can't be in the middle.
It's right. Very hard during
the warfare. Scully was he was taken off of the coverage of the campaign and will not appear on the air again until after the election. So that's the end of him for a while.
I wonder if they're paying him.
I don't know. We can call and ask if you'd like. Check that out.
Let's get his job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you and I together, we can do that.
Yeah,
you
know.
Actually, that'd be pretty good. You would too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. All right. In a moment,
I would have fit there. I would have fit.
Yes,
there.
You would have. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. I want to talk about the people were the number two issue this week. I suppose there's a lot of stuff around voting, but the presidential race number two, and the discussion about felony, those people who have been convicted of felonies and whether they should vote or not. And this year's election becomes a part of that conversation as we continue here in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I want to call your attention to a super sophisticated yet super simple way for you to lose weight. On a daily basis, I'm betting you're like 80% of the rest of the country. You look in the mirror and you think, I got to lose a few pounds here and a few pounds there. And if you've been sitting around not exercising during COVID, probably got more than a few pounds here and a few pounds there. Guess what? Halloween's coming, all that candy, then Thanksgiving, all that eating, and then Christmas. You know what happens then. So get out in front of it. Go to toploss.com and see how the use of the program that we have from Calitrin can be so right for you. Help yourself. Go to toploss.com. See the information they have about the success stories, people using Calitrin. And then you can see some of the other things that go with Calitrin, some of the complementary products that they have. When you buy three, you can get three of anything that they have there. There's a product that you can use to get rid of the midriff bulge that you have. Get rid of the fat. Burn it off. Help yourself. It's two different things treated by two all-natural products from Calitrin. Toploss.com. At checkout, use the code DJV. No shipping charges then. And access to these fabulous deals. We actually buy a six-month supply of their product to lose the weight and keep it off. Get rid of the bulging fat here and there. You buy three and get three free. That's the deal. Toploss.com. Lose that weight the natural, simple way. Check out at the end of the event. Use the code DJV.
This report is sponsored by Humana. People with Medicare need to make an important decision in the coming weeks. As the Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual election period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th. Selecting a Medicare plan can seem overwhelming, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic, but eligible individuals can still research plan options safely to ensure they make the right decision for their health needs. Jeff Fernandez is with Humana.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you without having to leave home, including informational websites, virtual educational events, and one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. This will allow people with Medicare to gather the information they need to choose a Medicare plan safely and securely during this annual election period, which runs through December 7th.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This report is sponsored by Humana. People with Medicare need to make an important decision in the coming weeks. As the Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual election period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th. Selecting a Medicare plan can seem overwhelming, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic, but eligible individuals can still research plan options safely to ensure they make the right decision for their health needs. Jeff Fernandez is with Humana.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you without having to leave home, including informational websites, virtual educational events, and one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. This will allow people with Medicare to gather the information they need to choose a Medicare plan safely and securely during this annual election period, which runs through December 7th.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. you're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Back with Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So the presidential race and elections in general, the focus, we're only, what, a couple of weeks away from the election, and there is a big to-do. A lot of talk radio hosts are talking about whether felons should be able to vote or not in this year's election. Apparently there are 5 million people, Michael, with felony convictions that can't vote. Some states you can, some states you can't. So this is when we were kids, felons couldn't. Remember Gordon Liddy, our pal, the talk host? He couldn't even come to the White House because he was a felon. Never mind not voting.
Yeah. It was amazing. It wouldn't let him in the White House.
Right.
But I don't know whether the felon issue is one of the major issues around the presidential race. What we do have, though, in modern politics, and Donald Trump is probably the biggest perpetuator of it, is attacking your opponents personally. In other words, if somebody says they don't like your policy, rather than say why your policy is right and their policy is wrong, you point out that they're a cheater, a liar, and basically no good as a person. Yeah. You discredit
them. So where's the proof of that? Oh, you don't have to have it. Trump says it, so it must be true.
Or people are saying, or I hear it, I read it. Oh, man, it's sloppy. It's very, very sloppy and dirty.
Yeah. So what did you make of these dueling TV events? Did you pay any attention to either one of them?
I paid attention to both of them, and I thought they both were true to form. Both had good moderators and good questions, and both candidates had to face tremendous scrutiny and basically revealed what they're about. Of course, people who are zealots see what they want to see.
Right. Were they sweating? Did you see any sweat from the brow of either of them?
No.
Yeah, okay.
My TV is not ultra-high definition.
I got it. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry. This offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 833-8-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
we're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now with our weekly overview from the legal perspective, the legal mind of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, law professor at Bentley University. He certainly has inveigled himself into our hearts and minds over the years because he's so smart.
Smart, eh?
He's a smart guy, yes.
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of smart, the number one story this week, focus on the confirmation hearings. Ms. Barrett does appear to be smart. My read on it is that she's not experienced enough. I'm wondering what, though, from your legal mind, there are two issues actually here. One, her being confirmed, and two, the packing, what do they call it, packing the court, and
yeah.
How that would not really work well, but, you know, you can always threaten these things. So what do you think?
Well, here again, with her confirmation, it does show a certain level of hypocrisy, shocker, on many politicians who, when Barack Obama in the last 9 months of his presidency was nominating Merrick Garland and the Senate president.
Well, wait a minute. It was different then because the Republicans weren't in charge. Come on, Steve.
Okay, and with a straight face, Pinocchio is probably going, "You're kidding me?"
Yeah, right.
But,
okay.
You know, bottom line, the American Bar Association has found her to be qualified. I think she is qualified. I'm not exactly, a huge fan of her legal philosophy, but it's entirely...
But she's so young, and she's been on the bench for 3 years. How, in the name of heaven, does that give you the wisdom that's necessary to act on laws that have such complex... implications. I just don't think she has.
I would agree with you. But unfortunately, we don't get the best necessarily. We've been lucky with many Supreme Court justices, but we don't always get the best. They very much are political appointments. I mean, you can look back. Clarence Thomas was quite young when he was put to the put on the bench. Yeah. And it's not a matter of political philosophy, but I just don't think he really has been up to the task. But she is technically qualified. She will get confirmed. And then you've got your issues, which you talked before about, going back to Franklin Roosevelt. When he didn't like what the Supreme Court was doing, he decided he would add additional justices to it. And that's the thing. The Constitution doesn't set a number of justices. It has only been traditionally 9. I think this is something that's more of a threat because it can come back and bite people later. But, politics today, things have happened that I never thought I would ever see. So it is entirely legally possible. And if the Democrats do get control of the Senate, which is a possibility, it wouldn't surprise me if they went to add additional judges to the court.
Next up here, the balloting questions, the issues number 2 this week. The races, the election's only a couple of weeks away. So we've got lawyers everywhere waiting to challenge whatever happens, finding a box in a dumpster, and the mailmen dumping things down the toilet, whatever the hell they're doing. How in the world are we going to have a fair and equitable?
We are. I think what's happened is, and I talk about, it's interesting, I talk about what's going on in 2 of my classes, media law and white-collar crime. In white-collar crime, we talk about how the election could be manipulated and what needs to be done. But frankly, there's been no evidence whatsoever. It's a lot of threats to make people think that the election isn't legitimate. I'm really glad we're not having voting online. That would be a mess.
Horrible. The Chinese and the Russians had fixed that right up.
Oh, yeah, they go, check, please. But, but when we're talking about the mail-in ballots can work pretty effectively. There are some that will be knocked out. I saw a story in the news this morning of someone who didn't properly witness his ballot. It's done state by state, and the states are doing a pretty good job of it. It's going to take a while. We're not going to necessarily know our winner the next day. But I think the mail-in voting is going to work okay.
They didn't, the 13 original colonies, they didn't know the winner for months. That's why they didn't have the inauguration until 3 months after the election, because a lot of people didn't even know what was going on. And now we find it. So it's,
I mean, you talk about the communication. It's like the biggest victory in the War of 1812 was fought after the War of 1812.
Yeah, right. It's strange but true. I think that's kind of the way that you look at it. And you know, I was thinking about number seven this week, focus on police reform. They ought to bring back Law and Order, the original Law and Order. And put that into perspective. Let's do some shows. Let's bring back what was his face? Fred Dalton Thompson as the DA. Let's bring him back from the dead, literally. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the overview of the stories this week on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump attended church in Las Vegas Sunday morning before kicking off a day of campaigning. At the International Church of Las Vegas, Pastor Paul Mark Goulet asked the congregation to pray for the first family.
Come on, start to pray with me. Father, we just thank you for our president and his wife, his entire family, and Vice President Pence and his entire family. Father, we bless them. We bless them.
Mr. Trump has appreciated the support.
We are telling you, you better get out because we have a group on the other side that doesn't agree with us. You understand that? And we happen to be right. So get out there on November 3rd or sooner and do your thing.
The president held an evening rally in Carson City Sunday night. Once considered a battleground state, Nevada hasn't swung for a Republican presidential contender since 2004. On Monday, the president will appear in a rally in Arizona. Also, Israel and Bahrain agreed to establish formal diplomatic relations, making the small Gulf country the fourth Arab state to normalize ties with Israel. U.S. brokered agreement capped a one-day visit by a high-level delegation of American and Israeli officials to Bahrain. Speaking to reporters at the airport in Tel Aviv, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the first commercial flight from Israel to Bahrain was an important moment.
It's a great honor to be here, especially today, representing President Trump and leading the U.S. delegation for such a momentous time. I couldn't be more thrilled to be here to take the first commercial flight to Bahrain.
Bahrain joined the United Arab Emirates at a festive White House ceremony last month, marking the Abraham Accords, a pair of U.S. brokered diplomatic pacts with Israel. Dodgers headed to the World Series after beating the Braves 4-3 in Game 7 of the NLCS. Dodgers will play the Rays. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The once bustling streets of Paris, along with eight other French cities, were eerily quiet Saturday night on the first day of a government-imposed 9 p.m. curfew.
The curfew is to last a further 4 weeks as French President Emmanuel Macron attempts to curb the resurgent coronavirus. New daily infections peaked last week to over 30,000. Macron said the curfews were needed to stop hospitals from becoming overrun. Many restaurant owners are up in arms about the move that is forcing them to close early, something that they say will devastate the industry. Karen, a tourist from London, thinks there may be better ways of combating the virus than a 9 p.m. deadline.
It defeats the purpose of the curfew and keeping people away from each other because now it's going to be a big pack of people trying to get home before 9 p.m.
France has the fourth highest death toll in Europe with over 33,300 confirmed deaths in the pandemic. I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Joe Biden's repeated advice to shoot suspects in the leg is drawing the ire of police.
Police have rejected the advice as an incredibly ignorant suggestion. Police officers and law enforcement groups point out that police are trained to aim at center mass because it's the largest target, whereas aiming at a leg would be much more difficult because it's smaller and a moving target. Officers also fear the consequences if they miss the leg completely and the bullet goes astray, or if their leg shot doesn't slow down the suspect, they have a chance to harm the officer or a citizen. Patrick Frost reporting.
Police in Mesa, Arizona, outside of Phoenix, asking for the public's help in identifying a drive-by shooter who opened fire on a food truck seating area, wounding 7 people, including 3 children. Authorities say a person in an SUV stopped in the roadway, shot into the crowd of people eating in a parking area, then sped off. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo recently threatened to shut down houses of worship, specifically Jewish synagogues, if COVID-19 restrictions aren't followed. At a press conference, Cuomo actually stated, quote, "We know religious institutions have been a problem," end quote.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
It's good for you.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are, right back where we started from, it seems. Another week is over, and we have the opportunity to go through the big stories of the week in the News Talk Radio field. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, both members of the DJV show. We normally on the program, we devote ourselves to lots of different things, but this time, this is a specific hour devoted to the 10 top stories, in this instance, the week of October 12th to the 16th, also the people list. Don't often get to the people list, but they're usually part and parcel of the stories. And sometimes, I want to change it up a little bit, sometimes we start at the end with number 10, sometimes we start at number 1, sometimes we start in the middle. I do want to start at number 1 this week as we turn our attention at least for a moment or two, away from the presidential race. But then when you get right down to brass tacks, it seems that it sort of plays into the presidential race, doesn't it, ladies? Under the circumstances, the confirmation hearings, people paying attention to it, are we going to decide who were voting out for president.
You're talking about the number one story of the week, which was Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearings, which lasted Monday through Thursday. And were a lot different in tone, I think, than the Brett Kavanaugh hearings were last time around. Certainly, there were less personal attacks, although there were a few. But I think it does have tentacles, certainly, into the election. You have Democrats who are making the argument that this is too fast and that this is something that shouldn't be rushed through. You have Republicans saying that this is a perfectly fair process. I think most people agree that Amy Coney Barrett is smart and qualified. The question is, should she be advanced to the Supreme Court? And it looks like now she probably will be. Her hearing or her committee vote date is the 22nd, so she'll be voted out of committee at that point from the Senate Judiciary to a full Senate vote, which Mitch McConnell says will probably happen the week of October 26th. Another issue to come from this is sort of the retribution angle, which is Chuck Schumer and some of the Democrats saying, well, if Republicans do this, then we're going to pack the court if we win power. And that means adding justices to the Supreme Court. Right now there are 9. You would probably see an additional 3 that would be added to the court because you can't. You have to boost it up by 2 or 3. And so
How do you do it by three? That means an even number.
Yeah. Who was the last president? Because I know throughout the hearings it's come out that multiple presidents have done this in the past.
No one's actually packed. So nobody is this. The Supreme Court has been 9 for 184 years. And FDR, I think, tried to do this, and it failed miserably because it's just not popular with the American people. And
no, not
so,
a good idea.
Yeah, and the reason people say it's not a good idea, because if, let's just say, everything turns over into Democrats' hands after November 3rd, if they decide that they're just going to kind of go freewheeling and start to add justices to the court, eventually a new election will come along, conservatives will win and have control, and then they'll add.
Well, then there's no reason to have a Supreme Court. The
Correct.
Supreme Court becomes useless.
There's
no reason
for a Supreme
Court
of 50, how effective is it?
Well,
so,
it isn't that, Jennifer. It's that it becomes political, like everything else. And the Supreme Court is supposed to be sans politicization.
Right.
And that's why all this hoopla. Where do we find good justices that are not political? I don't want to know what your socials. I don't want to know.
Well, and that's
because
kind
it ought
of
not to be
Amy
a
Barrett
feature of the
discussion
consideration.
This week, Judge Barrett said, you know, it doesn't matter what I think in my personal life. It doesn't matter what justices think.
But then why has she written so many public opinions? And
well,
she has signed
all
on,
the judges
you know,
have done that. Look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Well, she worked for the ACLU. I mean, my goodness. But that's okay. In her personal time, you can do all of that stuff. When it comes to you as a jurist,
no, I don't think you can.
You want
I think
to
you
apply
should be disqualified.
The law. So then you think Ruth Bader Ginsburg should have been disqualified from the Supreme Court?
Yep. ACLU connections. It makes
well,
it very obvious what he's thinking. No.
Well, no,
and
but
Amy
if you're
Comey, all these
if
people
that's who
that
you're working for, well, yeah. Okay, so then my only thing is, yes, do I think she's intelligent? From what I saw, sure. Do I think she's the best, brilliant, most, you know, brilliant legal mind in the country? No. And the thing that the thing for me, and I don't care, take away all of the political stuff and all of her personal views on abortion and everything else, which she's made very clear, I don't think she's qualified because she's only been a judge for 3 years. She has not had the casework that I believe it should be held to that standard. Brett Kavanaugh himself said that Merrick Garland was one of the most qualified people in the country to be on the Supreme Court, and we didn't even give him a hearing. We didn't even give him a chance.
Because
and now this woman who's only been a judge for 3 years gets
but it has nothing
pushed
to do with,
through in days.
Let's
it's
be,
ridiculous.
Let's be really clear, though. It had nothing to do with whether or not Merrick Garland was qualified. No one ever cracked at his qualifications. The difference is
I'm
that during...
It's a sad missed opportunity
during
that even
the
Brett Kavanaugh said he was so brilliant.
During the election year, when you have one party in the White House and another party in the Senate, that there's no precedence for hearings ever going through. When you have the same party in the White House and the same party in the Senate, there are instances when this has happened. I think it's happened 8 other times before.
This is ruining our country, this kind of stuff. Ruining it. Ruining it for our next generations. It is. It's just everything's politics. Nothing is judged on the merits. It's asinine, and it's incredible that we're getting to this point. All right, so let's get to the dueling town halls. Number 2 is the presidential race, and there are a lot of issues that go along with it. So what came out of these town halls, one on ABC, one on NBC, one with Biden, one with Trump. So what did we learn that was shocking, news-making, and would change people's minds about who they're going to vote for? Ladies?
I don't know if it's going to change anybody's mind. I mean, from my perspective, what I've seen in the coverage is that the first 20 minutes of Trump's town hall was actually a debate with Savannah Guthrie. And she was asking him hard questions about white supremacy and about taxes and all of this stuff. And then finally, they allowed some of the people from the crowd to ask a few questions. But it really turned into more of a debate between Guthrie
and
Trump.
Wasn't a town hall meeting then, really.
On the other side, George Stephanopoulos was asking Joe Biden what people consider to be very softball questions.
Of course he was.
And didn't even ask him once to comment on the story about Hunter Biden, his son, and to deny or to avow it. He also allowed Biden to get away with not answering again on whether or not Joe Biden supports court packing. And Biden said, you know what, I've made up my decision. It depends on how they handle this, and I'll let you know. So even
he said that he would say before the election that what his I think he is
here's
too
the thing.
Moderate
People are
and
voting
too conservative.
Now.
I don't. He has not been in favor of it in the past. I do not think that he is going to pack the court. What I do think might happen, there is already a bill that I think it passed through the House or it's making its way through the ranks. But I do think the issue of of term limits for the Supreme Court members, I think that is probably going to be a realistic thing. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg was asked about that for many years. She said, you know, she said, look, I'm happy that it doesn't exist because I wanted to keep serving as long as I can, but I understand that it would make sense if it does exist. So this new bill has been proposed. It's an 18-year term limit. So I think maybe instead of packing the court, having term limits
would
probably
be considered unconstitutional. Would it go to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, would it end up there? I don't know. Huh? That's a good question. Well, I don't know, because it would be a law. It would have to be a new law that would be passed.
They're all about laws.
I just guess I don't know how we're so comfortable with the hypocrisy that we're seeing play out in this presidential race. I just don't. I don't understand.
Hypocrisy everywhere. It's not just this race. It's been things have been completely the mess that's created by the lopsided judgment, if that's what you want to call it. Whether it's the news media, public institutions, we live in an era of political correctness. And naysay, and we just don't live in a free society anymore. We're not free.
But
we're
how
not.
Do we ever, I mean, really, I go back to this. How do we ever find truth if we now glaringly see that the mainstream news media is in the tank for a candidate? How do we do that?
I don't know that you do. I think that's part of the problem.
How do people who watch Fox News all day long,
Fox News against everybody else. Fox News, I think, does a far better job of presenting both sides. When was the last time you watched it? They have Democrats on every single day. When was the last time you saw a Republican on anyone else?
So I want to go to some, here is a standard that I'm very upset to see weakened. C-SPAN has suspended Steve Scully.
That guy is a big lying phony. And by the way, Trump called him out, and everybody said, Trump's being crazy. There's Trump again, fake narrative. And Trump was right again. Steve Scully, who was supposed to be the debate moderator and a serious journalist on C-SPAN, wrote a tweet, and he's so old he didn't know how to do it, wrote a tweet to Scaramucci that he thought was private, Anthony Scaramucci, who hates Trump, to try to figure out how to deal with Trump. I'm sorry, Steve Scully, you need to deal with a guy named the Mooch to help you figure out what to do with President Trump.
What do you mean, what to do with him? I don't know.
That he was asking for advice about Trump from the Mooch. He was asking for how to handle him. What can I throw at him? And then, Steve Scully said when the tweet came out and was made public, he said, oh, my computer was hacked. That wasn't really me. And conservatives, my friend Sebastian Gorka said, I believe him. Steve Scully's a good guy. I believe him. Trump came out and said, this is fishy. He's lying. And everybody jumped all over Trump and said he's lying and being Trump again. And guess what? He was lying and it smells fishy. And apparently he's used this before.
Well, once in a while, Trump
would
get it right.
Three times.
All right. We're in the overview, the throes of talking about the big stories. And number one, number two, number three we're going to do next, which is an overview of where we are with the COVID situation. High-profile COVID patients are getting a lot of publicity. We'll get to that as we continue on this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com. Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
With many of us working and schooling from home, it's more important than ever to have a functional and comfortable setup. And that's the idea behind LG's UltraFine Ergo HD monitor. LG's Adam Belzicki has the details.
Yeah, absolutely. What we've done with the UltraFine Ergo is we've taken one of our ultra high definition 4K displays, and instead of putting it on a traditional stand that sits on the desk, we've mounted it to an arm that has a clamp that clamps directly to the desktop. And what that enables you to do is move the monitor in any direction you wish. It's fully customizable to you. And I think for me, what's also great is it has USB Type-C on it. So when I put my notebook down, it's one cable to plug in to power the monitor, and it also charges my notebook.
Find out more at LG.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The charts for the week of October 12th to the 16th, that's the focal point of our discussion here on the Talk Radio Review, where it's now 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed.
Heartburn and regurgitation are the two hallmark symptoms of gastroesophageal reflux disease.
Heartburn, explains Dr. Jeffrey Alexander, is a pain under the breastbone, often after eating meals.
Everyone's different. Some people will feel burning. Some people may just feel pressure. Some people may feel indigestion or some like an elephant standing on my chest. So the symptoms can, how people sense acid in their esophagus is quite variable.
Regurgitation is the sensation of liquid coming up from the stomach into the chest and sometimes into the mouth. Treatment starts with basic lifestyle adjustments.
You want to avoid overeating. which is the big trigger. There's an eating and lying down.
Spicy food and other things like chocolate and mint also can cause problems. A second step is taking over-the-counter medication. And if those treatments aren't working, talk to your provider. You may need prescription medication and further testing. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time for us now to get back into the overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find them listed there every week, all the stories and the people. Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television as well. All the focus on what has now become, without question, the most significant format on the radio and in podcasting. Spoken words. And the info about what we are, you know, we're into this stuff big time, all these conversations. 30% increase year over year listening to this format, so congratulations to you for listening and all of us for doing this stuff. Number three. Well, I think that's good.
The humble brag is.
Yes, yeah, okay, humble.
Congratulations to you for getting to hear how great we are.
Right, exactly. Oh, my God.
Round of applause for us. Okay. The coronavirus is at number three. Apparently, there are at least three cases linked to the Biden campaign and to Kamala Harris. Yes? Is that what the is that the most high-profile COVID case of the week? Two, three?
There's a third now, yeah. Okay. It was the communications director, someone that must have worked on the plane. Victoria and I were speculating. We think maybe it's the pilot or somebody, because they say it's someone who had contact, not close contact, but and wasn't on the campaign, I guess, on the payroll. And now there's a third coronavirus case that's linked to the Biden campaign, again, on the side of, I guess it's, let's see, it was two additional operations people, so maybe another person involved with the travel, along with the top aide to Kamala Harris. So they've all contracted it. She's getting tested, obviously, as you would, and I guess just suspending her campaign through Monday, and then she'll be back on the campaign trail again.
As a blend of sort of three and four has to do with health care. Did you note? I remember we talked about this early on, and then it didn't go anywhere. Now it's back on the surface. How your blood type may predict whether you get COVID or not.
Did it work for me?
Right.
What's your blood type? I don't know mine, so.
I'm O positive.
Really? I'm type A positive, and according to this information, A or AB are the most susceptible to getting it. And so it hasn't gotten to me. I think it's it may be part and parcel of what goes on. But if you have a strong immune system, again, you're not going to have a problem with this.
Well, that's not true because people with strong immune systems have still gotten the virus. It doesn't mean
they've died from it. The people who will die, I guess maybe I should clarify, you're not going to die from COVID if you have a strong immune system.
The fatality rate is very low when it comes to coronavirus. But, yeah. I mean, it's not just, you know, it's not just...
Yeah, the comorbidity thing is really more of of a concern. But just saying that you have a strong immune system doesn't mean that you can't ingest the virus if someone coughs on you and has it.
And get it, yeah, right, that's true. So what about the protective measures that we're all taking? Are people more wearing masks? Or are they getting more fussy about the kind of masks that they wear? Or I was talking about being in a farm auction last weekend, and half the people there had masks on and half of them didn't. And it was a large gathering of hundreds of people, would you say, Victoria?
I think that's except for New York City, where everyone has to wear a mask, I think that the half and half thing seems to be at least what I've seen
pretty normal
in New Jersey. Well, it's not, I don't agree with it, but people are getting lax, and we're seeing the numbers go up. The latest epidemiology report from this week is there's only one state that didn't have an increase or remained at a higher level, and that was Texas. And that's because Texas got hit so hard later, you know, much later on, that the numbers had no place to go but down. Yeah. So only Texas is going down. I think there were 11 states that stayed at the same level, and every other state had a spike. So
Dateline Los Angeles. The mayor compares the people who are homeless to horse manure. Film at 11. How'd that go over, Jennifer?
Surprisingly, the media didn't pick it up, so he didn't have to answer for it. But,
really?
It's not the best look.
make a lot of noise there, KCAA in the Inland Empire. Hello, are you listening there? Mayor Garcetti says homeless people are horse. It's 28 past the hour.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Cancer treatment takes a toll on the body, but regular exercise can help mitigate some of the side effects that can come with cancer treatment and diagnosis.
Helps us feel less anxious, helps us feel less depressed. One of the key side effects of some cancer treatments is on the heart, and exercise has tremendous benefits for the heart.
Dr. Edward Laskowski says recently updated exercise guidelines for cancer patients and survivors suggest 30 minutes of exercise three times per week with resistance training for a total of 90 minutes of aerobic exercise activity.
Really, the principle is any movement is good movement, and cumulative movement throughout the day is very beneficial.
Exercise not only improves survival rates in patients undergoing treatment, it can also help prevent 7 different kinds of cancers, including colon and breast.
Exercise is medicine. The more movement we have throughout our day, the better our health.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager, NMLS, number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS, 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. Reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to rich4reverses.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to thank all who participated in the Iron Soldier Ride October 4th. It was a great turnout, and you helped us raise funds necessary to feed veterans at the holidays and pay for shipping of packages for our troops. Special thanks to Steve McCarley and everyone at Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, plus all the generous sponsors. At this time, we'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support. That number again, 378-2280.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our overview of the hot hits in talk radio, news talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, here at your service going through the stories according to talkers. These are the top 10 stories of the week that have taken most of the oxygen out of the room when it comes to conversation, what you're listening to. And at number five, I guess I'll review the top four, the Barrett confirmation hearings, number one, presidential race, number two, COVID, and who's getting it, et cetera, number three. We're on the health care and meds line now. We were talking about the fact that if you have type A or AB blood, you might be more susceptible to this sort of thing. And then we get into that argument on the air or off the air about having a strong immune system.
On the air.
It was on the air. Good. Congratulations.
Congratulations to you. Do you want to do another humble brag?
Sure. Why not? Okay. So the economy is number five. I don't know how you two are feeling it, or your friends, people that you know, people that you work with, but it seems to me, like most everything else, this has become so politicized. I guess the other question is, where would we be without the stimulus packages? And even though they're at gridlock now, think about where poor countries are, where people don't have the government to rely on, and what may be going on there. This could be the end of the world for a lot of, we talk about the stats here, how many people have died, da-da-da-da-da, and it's horrible, the numbers are awful, but we're not tracking how this stuff is affecting people in third world countries, for the most part. They don't have the ability to do what the West does, and to a lesser extent, what have the Russians done, what have the Chinese done to protect their people? I mean, most people are paid by the government anyway in those two countries, so maybe this doesn't make any difference. What do you think, ladies?
Yeah, I don't know if it does. I don't know if you're looking at the Chinese government to hand a stimulus to people. I mean,
right.
It's a much
I think this
system.
Is just in a capitalistic society.
Yeah, of course.
We would expect to have that kind of focus because business is so important. And by the way, there are a lot of businesses. These guys, why they argue, with the old expression, Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Well, that's what you get with your politicians in Washington. They're fiddling around as usual. And this has become the national standard. Screw around, don't do anything, and the public that sends you there and whose money you are spending gets the short end of the stick. And so now you see that more than ever, and many institutions will fall by the wayside. We don't have, even if we're printing the money, somehow you got to figure out how to keep the airlines running. Somehow you've got to figure out how to keep, especially transportation and infrastructure, that's more important than really anything else. And that, one of the things that the Eisenhower presidency brought to us, I don't know how many people remember back to this, the interstate highway system started as a result of Eisenhower being concerned because of his import and impact on World War II. He decided that we needed to have an interconnecting way to get from city to city so that in the event of a war, we could quickly transport things on major highways. That's why the interstate system was built. And so you look around, that's infrastructure that keeps our country together. Well, so are the airlines, so are the trucking companies. Without that stuff, what do you have? Bupkis. Unless you're growing food in your backyard, because the food travels by truck, some of it by air. But there's so much that we pay, that we take for granted, that we don't pay a lot of attention to. And now, those systems are crumbling. And if these people don't do something about it, we're going to wake up to a really different America on January 1st, I think. Mm-hmm. anyway.
Well, how many bridges? Just I have a friend who's a geologist who works for the Port Authority in New York and New Jersey, and I mean, they in behind the scenes, they literally call them "hold your breath" bridges because that's how bad they've just deteriorated. And people going over, you know, driving over these bridges every day, it's really scary. It's all across the country. It's not just, you know, New York, New Jersey, but
it's despicable how these people waste, the fraud, the abuse, spending all the money that we do on building ships and more armament to blow ourselves up, and here. The things that keep the lifelines going in America are falling apart.
Right. Yeah. And then you go anywhere in Europe and you just see how the roadways are. I mean, they're
much
pristine.
Better than here.
It's amazing. It's
well,
so
part
much.
Of
this is something
the
Democrats and Republicans can come together on.
But yeah,
that's true. That's true.
You know, it's like people agree that we need to invest in infrastructure. How come we can't? It's just
because they can't get their act together. And that, I think, plays into number six as well on the countdown. This whole business of education, what's going on. I was talking to a friend of mine at dinner last night who is up visiting here in New England. His daughter just had a new baby, and we were talking about his son and what's going on in the school system outside of Houston that they go to. Basically, everything's closed down, and the children haven't gotten any, there's no maturity. You know, it's 6 months of nothing, basically. Looking at a screen doesn't give you social or intellectual maturation. It just doesn't. And so this situation goes on and on and on. I think there should be a mandate that kids go back to school, and that's it. That's my feeling about it. I think that keeping children out of school is that's the crisis right there. That's creating.
I think it depends
on
the age, though, because I have cousins who are in high school, and their grades have gone up because they don't have all the distractions of high school life.
How are they judging the grading, though?
It's the same system that it's always been. They have their assignments that they have to hand in, and it's the same thing as being in the classroom, except they're at home in their rooms, and they don't have the distractions of high school life and flirting and all the hormones and everything else. So high school kids, I think, are doing better, but the younger kids who need the socialization are probably falling behind.
Hmm. So in that circumstance, let's go. You were talking, I think we were talking in another venue, about what's going on in schools, not only the testing, but who's paying for it. The government hasn't been able to push this stimulus package through, so there's no funding going to education, which is a part of this play, Victoria, isn't it?
I'm not sure how much money was supposed to be earmarked for schools, but I know it's more about small businesses, the airline industry, who's going to actually pay for a national testing system, because a lot of the states, you know, New Jersey, going before the pandemic, New Jersey was in a surplus. You know, we have a governor who's a finance guy from Goldman Sachs, and he whipped the state into good shape financially, and you know, now we're in the hole because we were hit so hard. So I know some states have been irresponsible and they don't balance their budgets and they don't do everything the way that they should. So I understand the argument from the right, we don't want to bail out deadbeat states. I get that. But then I'm in a state that's not a deadbeat state and we need help. So I don't know where the answer is, but it just feels like there's just very little compromise. And we can't just paint everybody with the same broad stroke. Oh, well, all the states are deadbeat states, so they don't deserve any federal help. That's just not true.
I think they need to have some certain stipulations, though, because my state of California is trying to get money to bail out our pension problem. The pension problem exists far before COVID and should not be used with COVID relief money. We are running up our debt because we're trying to help people. We have no choice but to do it because people are suffering in this time of shutdowns and COVID-19. So help the people. Don't help the state that are trying to use this to fund their pension plan. Give me a break. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems to me that if we took this thing piecemeal, like most businesses would do with line items, that we could actually maybe come to the table. But everybody's trying to push in their own special interest, and it's ridiculous. Help the people that legitimately need help because of COVID.
Yep.
Powerful. All right. Now, number seven on the countdown, focus on race relations. Did you see the big to-do about Ice Cube, who says that his loyalty is to Black America, apparently has been collaborating with the Trump administration? God help us if a Black guy talks to a white guy in the White House.
That's not the whole story, though.
What's the rest of the story?
He worked with both parties. That was not that's not an endorsement for Trump or Biden.
Well, I didn't say it was. It's just that they're
how they treated
information. It's how the news media treated. My God, this guy should be hung
It was kind of like Dianne Feinstein getting, I guess there's a liberal group that wants to kick Dianne Feinstein. They're calling on her to resign because she hugged Lindsey Graham at the hearings this week.
Oh, my God.
That's dangerous. I applaud Ice Cube for putting his money where his mouth is and working with whoever he thinks can advance his cause. And I applaud Dianne Feinstein for hugging someone who's her friend.
What is going on here? What is the matter with people? How do you get in this big
angry.
A hole?
And
yeah,
no
I guess
freedom
that's
of
what
thought.
It is. Yep. All right, number eight, the relationship we have with China and Russia. We'll discuss that. That'll be a short conversation right after these words here on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio.
This report is sponsored by Humana. People with Medicare need to make an important decision in the coming weeks. As the Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual election period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th. Selecting a Medicare plan can seem overwhelming, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic, but eligible individuals can still research plan options safely to ensure they make the right decision for their health needs. Jeff Fernandez is with Humana.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you without having to leave home, including informational websites, virtual educational events, and one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. This will allow people with Medicare to gather the information they need to choose a Medicare plan safely and securely during this annual election period, which runs through December 7th.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. Who doesn't love saving money on purchases, especially with the year we've had? And it's never been easier with the Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. You already know about SlickDeals.net, the largest social platform for scoring deals wherever you shop. And with the Slick Deals browser extension, you can get early access to Slick Deals' best of web deals, as vetted and voted on by its community of more than 12 million users. No more hunting for coupon codes, as the Slick Deals browser extension automatically finds and applies the best codes whenever you check out, all to save you money on purchases. Access exclusive coupons from hundreds of stores, set up a deal alert from anywhere on the web, and a whole lot more. With the free, money-saving Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. Enable it today at slickdeals.net/radio. That's slickdeals.net/radio.
This report is sponsored by Humana. People with Medicare need to make an important decision in the coming weeks. As the Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual election period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th, selecting a Medicare plan can seem overwhelming, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic, but eligible individuals can still research plan options safely to ensure they make the right decision for their health needs. Jeff Fernandez is with Humana.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you without having to leave home, including informational websites, virtual educational events, and one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. This will allow people with Medicare to gather the information they need to choose a Medicare plan safely and securely during this annual election period, which runs through December 7th.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, we still have a couple of items here in the moments remaining. Number eight, our relationship with China and Russia. It seems to me it's getting worse and worse. The Chinese are getting more emboldened. They are all, they're invading our lives across the board. It's amazing. It's outrageous, the influence that they have now, and people don't even realize it. They've become very smart at this. They're not, they're the blowtorch. Russia is the hammer and sickle. They're banging. You know, Russia is just clumsy, and they do things because they can. The Chinese are a little more sophisticated, and they're a little, I think that because of that, they become a little more dangerous, frankly. The Russians are kind of out there. You know what they're doing. They're not, you know, they don't care. But the Chinese are, you know, they're much more, they're getting into our lives and into our head in different ways. We were talking about a guy who's doing an IMAX asteroid thing. Looked like a fascinating review. It's going to be on IMAX theaters, the asteroid thing. And it's financed by the Chinese. By a Chinese company.
We don't know how much of it is. There are a million production companies for every one movie, and so I don't know.
You know as well as I do, Victoria, that they have no. They shouldn't be in any of our movies. They should be in nothing.
They found their way into that industry because they want to protect their reputation, particularly in pop culture and
time.
In the
we made
and
some
TV
Chinese guys bad guys in the movies
well,
and TV.
Well, then talk
and
to the FCC and tell them that China shouldn't be allowed to buy radio
that's
companies.
That's absolutely
either.
True. That's another.
I mean,
outrage.
It's, you know, that's the most blatant of all of them.
Yeah, it's really incredible what we're allowing ourselves to do in the name of money. Number nine, Roe versus Wade. That's part of the. Number one, I don't know. I'm so tired of listening to people talk about this because it's the same thing over and over and over and over again. We have to wait and see what comes out of this. But you're not going to stop her being confirmed. So, you know, what's next? How do you counter that stuff? That comes in time. Sports, number 10, how the Dodgers have lost. Well, you know, that kind of stuff is all very important.
Well, you've got baseball and the NBA coming to an end. The Lakers winning the NBA championship this week, and that was a big sports story.
Yeah.
Plus coronavirus and football. Holy smokes.
Well, will the football season even end? Will it be over before it's really supposed to be over? How many teams have put off? I think the Patriots put off their game this week two or three times, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Some of the other teams as well are closing down locker rooms
Falcons
and stuff.
Falcons had to shut down too, yeah.
Yeah, right. So what does that portend for the end of the season? Food for thought. The top 10 stories on the countdown, thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine. Victoria, Jennifer, and Doug here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage.
Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 833-8-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. It's now time for us to do a review of the top five tech stories of the week. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keeman to go through numbers 5 through 1. We start at 5, obviously. You want to wait for the big one at the end. But this is a big story, too, with the Airbnb requirements now. Why don't you go through that for us? Number 5.
Victoria. Well, Airbnb, you know, when the pandemic began, Airbnb was pretty much dead in the water. No one, including the higher-ups at the company, no one thought that it would survive. And then something interesting happened. People started traveling in the month of August, especially end of July month or August, depending on where you are in the country and how your state was affected by COVID. And people felt they were safer going to an Airbnb than a hotel. And so Airbnb is now back and doing gangbusters business, and they're up 250% or something like that. And so that is expected to continue through the holidays because people don't necessarily feel comfortable visiting family and staying in the house. So they're renting Airbnbs in order to have a makeshift kind of Thanksgiving and Christmas and things like that. So Airbnb has responded to that demand, and they have new measures now for cleaning and sanitation. And they did have a pretty good we stayed in an Airbnb in mid-August, and we felt that they had a very good cleaning protocol, but now it's even stricter. And so the company has given all of the hosts until November 20th, right before Thanksgiving, to commit to the new health and safety guidelines. Guests also have to agree to the guidelines when they book the listing, meaning social distancing between the guests and the hosts, or vice versa, and everyone has to wear a mask when you are around the guest or the host, and there's a 5-step cleaning protocol, and they're now going to have these listings that are going to be considered or labeled as enhanced clean. So it's going to be even better than what it already is, and I think it's a smart move for Airbnb, and it's a very fun and safe way for families to still enjoy holiday travel.
All right. Number 4, Yelp.
Right. So Yelp has been dealing with, since the pandemic began, between May 26th and September 30th, they have had more than 450 alerts on business pages that were either accused of or targeted with racist behavior. And so Yelp felt that they needed to do something because so many people use Yelp for every type of business, and they like to know who they're dealing with. So now, if you go onto a site, or if you go onto Yelp and you want to check out a restaurant or a hair salon or whatever the business may be, that you will see a new alert of, it says business accused of racist behavior with news media coverage attached to it. So that way you can read what happened, and you can decide for yourself if you want to spend your money at that business.
Number 3 has become very controversial. Verizon announcing its 5G network, and this really strong opposition this week from the Small Business Association, who doesn't want anything to do with the 5G network nationally. I thought that was interesting, Victoria.
Verizon has expanded the 5G network, and they're now rolling it out. They're boosting the signal for things like stadiums, landmarks, national parks, museums, typically all the places where you have really bad cell service. So that's one thing that Verizon is focusing on. Same thing with cities like New York and San Francisco, notoriously bad cell service. So they're rolling that out. They're already behind. AT&T and T-Mobile have been running their 5G coverage across across the whole country. So Verizon has taken a long time to get to this point, but it does coincide with our number one story this week, which we will get to.
All right, number two first, though, banning Holocaust denial posts.
Yeah, Twitter's had a rough week. So now the update on Twitter is that they are now no longer going to censor any tweets from hacked materials. It will just be labeled as hacked materials, but you can still see what it is. Before that happened, the last battle that Twitter was fighting was about Holocaust denial. This is becoming a really serious, serious problem, not just here in the U.S., but around the world, and especially in pockets of Germany and Poland, which is really scary when you look at that historically. So now Twitter says that they will ban any posts that deny the Holocaust or that downplay the Holocaust. They said that there's a well-documented rise in anti-Semitism globally, especially among young people, which is really scary. And so Facebook has earlier this week, they announced at first that they were going to be trying to combat anti-Semitism, and now Twitter has joined in as well.
Number one, Apple and their iPhone 12.
That's right. The iPhone 12 was announced this week, and four new models of iPhone 12s. That was more than what anyone thought, and it's all 5G wireless networks. Verizon timed their 5G network announcement to go along with the brand new iPhones. The good news is, if you're looking for an iPhone 12, you don't need to spend as much. They start at $699.
Whoopee. Wow. There's an incentive right there, huh? 59 past the hour. That's the overview of the hot tech news this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. President Trump pushing for a bigger coronavirus stimulus package than House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Stepping off Air Force One here in Nevada, the president said he favors a larger COVID-19 aid bill than Speaker Pelosi.
That doesn't mean all the Republicans agree with me, but I think they will in the end. If she would go along, I think they would too.
The White House and Democrats have continued to hold negotiations, but have been unable to bridge the gap in their differences. Greg Clugston with the president in Carson City, Nevada.
Cody Bellinger hit a tie-breaking solo homer in the seventh inning. The L.A. Dodgers advanced to the World Series after beating the Atlanta Braves 4-3 in Game 7 of the NL Championship Series. Dodgers don't have to pack or anything. They'll stay in Texas for the World Series, first pitch Tuesday night against the American League champion Tampa Bay Rays. At least two polls are suggesting that a tightening race is coming into the final weeks of the 2020 presidential election.
The Rasmussen White House Watch poll and the Investors Business Daily TIPP poll indicate a 5% lead nationally for former Vice President Biden over President Trump. IBD is one of only two polls that called the 2016 race for Mr. Trump. The trend is against Mr. Biden, though, as both polls indicate Mr. Biden has lost between 5 to 7% off his lead just during the past week. Separately, the Rasmussen Daily Presidential Tracking Poll shows the president with a 48% total approval, matching former President Obama on a same-day comparison. IBD says that most polls in 2012 underestimated enthusiasm for Mr. Obama. Some sources are saying the same may be true this year for Mr. Trump. George Bonzani reporting.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar urging Americans to stick with safeguards against COVID-19, such as mask wearing, as infections spike higher in several parts of the U.S. Azar, talking to Meet the Press on Sunday, said many people may be feeling mitigation fatigue. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Citigroup says profit fell 34% in the third quarter due to a weakness in its consumer banking division.
The New York-based bank says third quarter net income fell to $3.23 billion from $4.91 billion in the year-ago quarter. The bank did set aside less money for potential bad loans in the latest quarter compared to earlier in the year. It's a sign that some of the economic strain from the coronavirus pandemic could be easing.
Jeremy House reporting. A Carnival Cruise Line ship has rescued two dozen people from a sinking boat 37 miles off the Florida coast. The cruise line says the passengers were taken on board the Carnival Sensation when the smaller boat started taking on water. Passengers, including two children, were given life jackets, food, water, and blankets, and later transferred to the U.S. Coast Guard. More breaking news and more analysis at townhall.com. A cybercrime ring, that is, has been busted.
The ring laundered millions of euros stolen by cyber criminals through malware schemes. The international police operation was led by Portuguese investigators and the FBI and included 14 more European countries under the umbrella of Europol. The ring laundered money stolen from victims in the U.S. and European countries. 20 suspects faced criminal investigations in the U.S., Portugal, Spain, and the U.K., John Scott reporting.
A plan to retrieve the Titanic's radio has sparked a debate over whether the shipwreck still holds human remains. Lawyers for the U.S. government raised the question during their ongoing court battle to block the planned expedition. They cite archaeologists who say remains could still be on board. Attorneys say RMS Titanic, Inc. failed to consider that in its proposed dive plan. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Hang him a chocolate soda.
But you said...
Let me finish, please, Peavy. Just once.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gildersleeve, but I thought you said...
Allow me, Peavy. Permit me. Now, Leroy was suspended from school. I suppose you want to know why.
Okay, anything.
I know you, Peavy. The boy was suspended because he was rude to his teacher. Suspended for a week.
A week?
Yes, pretty severe punishment, but I don't say it isn't fair. What I object to is that it's none of Leroy's friends who play with him. Their parents seem to think he's some kind of an outcast.
Well, that's the way of the world, Mr. Gildersleeve. Would you want Leroy playing with some young criminal?
Leroy is not a criminal. I think he's being persecuted, unjustly. I'm just trying to make it up to him, that's all.
Well, if I were suspended from school and got free chocolate sodas, I might be tempted to make a habit of it.
That's ridiculous.
And if I like chocolate sodas.
Yes. Peavy, it's easy to see you never were in a jam when you were young.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. I tried to sneak onto a streetcar once without paying the 5 cents.
My, quite a crime. Were you arrested?
No, but the conductor made me give him a nickel. It was a very humiliating experience.
You haven't lived, Peavy. Naturally, you can't imagine what Leroy's going through. Why, if you...
Good afternoon, Mr. Peavy. Have you got my prescription ready?
Indeed, I have, Mrs. Townsend, right here.
How do you do, Mrs. Townsend? How's little Arthur?
Will you charge it, please, Mr. Peavy?
Yes, ma'am, $1.12.
Thank you. Good day, Mr. Peavy.
Why didn't that woman speak to me? I've known her for years.
Is Arthur Townsend in Leroy's class?
Well, yes, I believe he is, but...
That's the way of the world, Mr. Gildersleeve. I'm afraid you're tarred with Leroy's brush.
Yeah. But Leroy is just a kid. He's a nice little boy.
They all are at the beginning. I guess Dillinger was a nice boy once.
Dillinger?
If you'll excuse me, Mr. Gildersleeve, I have some work to do out and back.
Are you trying to get rid of me, Peavy?
Oh, no.
Yes, you are, Peavy. You're afraid I'll contaminate your other customers. You're afraid you'll lose some trade.
Why, Mr. Gildersleeve.
All right, you money grubber, you'll be sorry. See who that is, will you, Bertie?
I'm on my way. Oh, good evening, sir.
Evening, Bertie.
He's right in the parlor, Judge. He's just starting in on the evening paper.
And I'd a lot rather read it than talk to Hooker. Oh, hello, Horace.
Hello, Gildy.
Yeah, sit down. Make yourself at home.
No, I can't stay, thank you. I was passing by, and I just thought I'd drop in and ask you about that financial report.
Financial report?
Yeah, you were supposed to give the financial report at the school board meeting tomorrow night, remember?
Oh, that. Sure, I remember. I've got the report already. That is, I will have.
It's fine.
Well, is that all you wanted to know?
Not exactly.
Well, speak up. What is it?
Well, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, Gilda, but it occurred to me you might like me to present your report to the school board.
Why should you? I'm chairman of the finance committee. Why shouldn't I give the report?
Well, a man in your position, that is to say, if I were in your position...
What position? What the devil are you talking about? Stop beating around the bush.
I'm afraid I'll have to. You're so thick.
Who's thick?
You are, in more ways than one. Hasn't Leroy been suspended from the Summerfield Grammar School?
Yes, he has, and what of it?
Well, doesn't that place you in a slightly embarrassing position as a member of the school board?
How?
Well, how would you feel standing up there with the school board when you can't even keep your own nephew in school?
Now, see here, Judge, I had nothing to do with Leroy's difficulty. When the suspension period is over, he'll go back. Wonder if there's any way he could get back sooner.
Have you tried to arrange it?
No. I wonder if his teacher knows I'm on the school board.
I think it would be most inadvisable for you to start throwing your weight around.
I wasn't thinking of throwing my weight around. Just thinking of dropping a hint.
I've seen you drop a hint with an awful thud, Gildy.
Are you trying to suggest I'm undiplomatic, you old goat? I'll show you. I'll find a way out of this thing without any help from you either.
Well, what about tomorrow night?
I'll be there, don't you worry, and with the report. And I'll be able to look every member of that school board right in the eye. Is that you, Leroy?
Yeah, it's me. Supper ready?
In a minute. How was the picture?
That was okay. It isn't much fun going to the movies all by yourself.
Yeah, I know. Sit down, my boy. There. Now, I think you've been punished enough for your rudeness to Miss McCann.
Yeah? Gee, that's what I think.
Well, perhaps we can find a way to get you back in school tomorrow morning. How would you like that?
Can you really, Unc?
We'll see. You're sorry for your behavior, aren't you?
Sure. Gosh, never thought I'd be suspended.
Well, aside from the punishment... You realize you said a very bad thing to Miss McCann, that you hurt her feelings, that no boy in school should ever speak rudely to a teacher. You realize all that, don't you?
Sure, sure. What are you getting at?
That's not the attitude.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the boy. Now, if you'll just say that to Miss McCann.
You mean I got to apologize?
Certainly. That's the manly thing to do, my boy.
I can't, huh?
Let's not be silly about this, Leroy. There's nothing easier than to apologize, and there's nothing that gives you a better feeling afterwards.
I can't apologize to her.
Nonsense. What makes you think you can?
In front of all the other kids?
Certainly. You insulted her in front of the other kids, didn't you?
I didn't insult her. Okay, I insulted her.
Look, Leroy, there's nothing to this thing. You walk into the schoolroom tomorrow morning, you walk straight up to Miss McCann, and you say, Miss McCann, I owe you an apology for my thoughtless behavior. I want you to know that I'm very sorry. What do you think she'll do, bite you?
She'll hit me with a rubber hose.
Leroy, you're acting like a baby. But if you want to get back in school tomorrow, this is the only way to do it.
Apologize?
Apologize.
The only way?
The only way.
Then I guess I'll just have to wait till the week is up.
But Leroy, you haven't got anybody to play with. You're not having any fun. You're miserable, aren't you?
Sure I am.
Then why not apologize?
I hate to apologize.
It just happened, young man, that there are other people concerned in this affair. It just happens that I personally find this whole thing very embarrassing.
Oh, so that's it?
No, that's not it. I'm thinking principally of your welfare. The fact that I'm a member of the school board is entirely secondary.
What do I care about the school board?
Leroy, people are refusing to speak to me in the streets on account of you. I'm becoming an outcast.
So am I. And I'd rather be an outcast than apologize to old Lady McCann.
You listen here. You'll apologize tomorrow whether you like it or not.
I can't do it, Unc. I can't do it.
Come along. There's nothing to be afraid of. I'm with you. I'll walk right up to the door of your room. I'll listen while you make your apology. If that woman lays a finger on you, I'll be there with you in a jiffy.
Okay.
Where is your room, Leroy?
At the end of the hall.
Long hall, isn't it? All right, my boy, now be brave. Just say what I told you to say. Just walk straight up to her and say, Miss McCann.
Oh, shut up.
Why, Leroy.
Good morning, Miss McCann.
Good morning, Leroy.
I'm sorry I...
That's all right. Just take your seat. Perhaps you'd like to lead the opening song, Leroy.
Okay.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, dear teacher. Good morning to you.
Well, I'll be darned. Maybe I ought to go in and say a few words to her myself, though, just to make it sure. Miss McCann?
Yes?
I wonder if I could just have a word with you.
Certainly. Excuse me a moment, Clark. Yes?
I'm Mr. Gildersleeve, Leroy's uncle.
Oh.
I just thought I'd mention that it was my idea for Leroy to apologize. And he was supposed to say a good deal more. That is, he was supposed to make a more elaborate apology. Yes, but the little devil...
Mr. Gildersleeve, if you don't realize it's the spirit of an apology that counts and not the words, you aren't fit to bring up children.
Miss McCann...
I suspected Leroy's difficulty must be with his home training, and now I'm sure of it.
But I only...
In fact, you're the one that should be suspended.
Hmm. Look out, Anthony! Go for the rubber hose!
Oh!
Came for you this afternoon.
Oh?
It's postmarked Savannah.
Savannah, Georgia? Well, must be from Leela Ransom. Yeah, I'll just see what it says here. Imagine that. Yeah. Oop. Why, the little minx. Huh? Oh.
What'd she say, Uncle Mort?
She says she's had a very good time and she'll be back Friday. Well, that's what she said. Now you go to bed. Good night, folks.
The Great Gildersleeve is played by Harold Perry. It is written by John Wheaton and Sam Moore. The music is by Jack Meekin. This is John Lang speaking for the Kraft Cheese Company and inviting you to listen in again next week for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.
From September 16, 1945, that indeed was Harold Perry as Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, a character that had debuted about a decade earlier over on Fibber McGee and Molly, then in the summer of 1941 became radio's first spinoff series. Joining Perry in that episode, Louise Erickson as Marjorie, Walter Tetley as Leroy, Lillian Randolph was Bertie, Earl Ross was Judge Hooker, and Richard LeGrand was Peavy. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, we'll depart the funny stuff and come back with some adventure. The Green Hornet will begin right after this break.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street.
Heartburn and regurgitation are the two hallmark symptoms of gastroesophageal reflux disease.
Heartburn, explains Dr. Jeffrey Alexander, is a pain under the breastbone, often after eating meals.
Everyone's different. Some people will feel burning. Some people may just feel pressure. Some people may feel indigestion or some like an elephant standing on my chest. So the symptoms can, how people sense acid in their esophagus is quite variable.
Regurgitation is the sensation of liquid coming up from the stomach into the chest and sometimes into the mouth. Treatment starts with basic lifestyle adjustments.
You want to avoid overeating, which is a big trigger. There's an eating and lying down.
Spicy food and other things like chocolate and mint also can cause problems. A second step is taking over-the-counter medication. And if those treatments aren't working, talk to your provider. You may need prescription medication and further testing. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now.
If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the big screen, before television, even before comic books, The Green Hornet was a radio show. In 1936, it was created as a companion to the already very popular juvenile-targeted series, The Lone Ranger. Both originated from Detroit radio station WXYZ, with the same original primary writer, Fran Stryker. He even managed to connect up the character by making the Hornet the great-nephew of the Masked Man. And as the Lone Ranger had his faithful Indian sidekick, Tonto, the Green Hornet had Kato, his loyal Filipino valet, who just happened to also be a chemistry and weaponry expert and could drive a car like a NASCAR star. In the example we have right now, Robert Hall is the Hornet, Roland Parker is Kato, with Lee Allman as Lenore Case and Gil Shea as Mike Axford. Unexpected Meeting is from August 23rd, 1945.
The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. Will his faithful Filipino valet, Kato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs. Risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure of The Unexpected Meeting. The Green Hornet strikes again. Sleek, super-powered car of the dreaded Green Hornet moved through the darkened streets of the sleeping city. Britt Reed, whose identity as the widely sought Hornet was known to no one except his Filipino valet, Kato, who sat beside him in the speeding car, finally spoke impatiently.
Kato, that tip we received on the warehouse robbery seems to have been a deliberate attempt to bring the Hornet into a police trap.
But who you think give tip to Sentinel? No one know Britt Reed connected with Green Hornet?
I'd like to believe that, Kato. Someone did try to pull a fast one. It's a good thing we approached on foot and discovered the police waiting near that warehouse.
It's not good, Mr. Britt.
You can say that again.
We go home now, Mr. Britt?
Yes, Kato, there's nothing more we can do.
Look, two men attacking other men.
We better stop. Come on, Kato.
Let me go. Let me go. Grab that briefcase. I got it.
No, yo, you what?
Oh, what the... Holy mackerel, it's a Green Hornet.
I help.
Let up, will you? I'll give you the briefcase for it.
I'll say you will. And that takes care of those two.
This briefcase must be important, or they wouldn't have...
Where's the victim?
He leave in great hurry. Run around the corner.
Didn't he know we were helping him?
When he hears thieves say Green Hornet, he not wait to find out.
In the excitement, I forgot I'm wearing the Hornet disguise. Well, I guess there's nothing more we can do. Take the briefcase with us until we find out whose it is. Come on, Kato.
A short time later, in Britt Reed's apartment.
You find name of owner on papers and briefcase, Mr. Britt?
No, Kiddo. These seem to be important papers. Notice the sealing wax and ribbons on this one.
Oh, you break seal, perhaps?
No, Kiddo. I have no doubt these are very important and secret state papers. And the writing on them is all in Spanish.
Spanish?
Yes. And to me that indicates they belong to some South American representative. It's strange there's been no word of the attack over the radio.
Yes, that's true. Especially if men report Green Hornet involved in the... Oh, I answer, Mr. Reed. Mr. Reed's apartment.
Angel, let me speak to Reed.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Axford.
Shooter's me. Who'd you think it was? I'm in a hurry.
You hold the line. Mr. Reed's right here.
Axford must think you're a mind reader. Hello, Axford. What's all the excitement this time?
Reed, there's something funny going on.
Really? What, for instance? All right. Get to the point. Why did you call me?
Well, it's like this, Reed. I was down at cop's headquarters a while ago when they brought in 2 bugs for questioning.
Go on.
As they went down the corridor past the press room door, I heard one of them say, "Get the Hornet. He's the guy you want."
Why were they picked up? What did they do?
Just did, Reed. I don't know.
Well, find out. You're supposed to be a reporter.
Now, hold on, Reed. I've been trying to find out, but I can't get a word out of the cops. Sergeant Burke just shut up like a clam when I asked.
Didn't he say anything?
Sure. But all he said was, "This is not for the newspapers at all." Now, what do you think of that, Reed?
I don't know what to think of it, Axford. All I can tell you is to keep trying. And if it turns out to be anything important, let me know.
What do you say? Didn't I just finish telling you I heard one of the bugs mention the Hornet? Anything he's mixed up in is always important.
Yes, of course. Well, stick around headquarters tonight. Maybe they'll open up and give you the story, whatever it is. And if they do, be sure to call me. My curiosity is aroused.
I'm telling you, Reed, I'm that curious. I'm all goosebumps waiting to find out what happened. I'll let you know as soon as I learn something, if you bet on that.
Good, I'll be waiting.
Sergeant Breakdown, sooner or later, give it me here just like that, you know.
I can guess what you mean.
Oh. You and I, the guy, you can't see me holding your fingers crossed together. I'll get that story for you, Reed. But on for now.
Goodbye, Axford.
Axford find out something, Mr. Britt?
No. He's upset because he can't find out something, Kato. Evidently, the police picked up the 2 men who were trying to get the briefcase. But strange to say, the police are keeping the whole thing quiet.
Why do you think they do that?
I can only think of one reason why.
Yes?
Whoever lost that briefcase or the people to whom he was taking it must be very influential. Also, those papers must be so important that they dare not let it be known they've been lost.
Then you have possession of something crooks would say is very hot.
Hot is right, Kato. I don't dare return it to the police since they already know the Hornet was involved.
What do you do, Mr. Britt?
Well, I'll hang on to it until tomorrow anyway. Maybe by that time we'll know more about the whole setup. When I grabbed that briefcase, I grabbed a wildcat by the tail. We're going to have to find some way to let go without being scratched.
Good morning, Casey.
Heavens, Axford, you must have had a bad night. You didn't slam the door when you came in that time.
Well, no, if it's a slamming door you want to hear, I'll go right back.
No, never mind. Just let it go.
Ah, I called your bluff on that one, Casey. Is Reed in yet?
Yes, he is. He's been asking for you, too.
Sure, do you think I was the only one working on the Daily Sentinel the way he's always asking where I am?
No, Axford, it happens you're the only one who's never working around the Daily Sentinel. That's why Mr. Reed is always asking for it.
Is that so now? Effie, I'll have you know if I was to leave the Sentinel, Reed would go down on bended knees to beg it.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
Miss Case, tell Axford I can hear him talking out there. I'm waiting to see him, and if he isn't in here or nothing flat, he's through.
Look at snakes. Where's Effie? Can I come to you?
Did you hear me, Miss Case?
Yes, sir. Axford's coming right in. Oh, what was that you were saying a moment ago about Mr. Reed going down on his knees?
Daisy, tis no laughing matter. Do you think Reed's really thinking about letting me go?
Well, why not go in and find out?
Ah! Reed, I just stopped for only a half a minute.
That's one way to get you in here, Axford.
You mean you were kidding?
Oh, you can call it that.
Oh,
I knew it all the time. That I did read.
Okay. You knew it all the time. What's new about those two men who mentioned the Hornet?
Not a thing, Reed. There's something mighty funny going on, if you ask me.
That's off the record for some reason, actually. You'd better go back there and keep trying.
Sure, Reed. But I tell you, it's not much use with Sarge pulling that hi-hat stuff and all. I'll do my best, though, and try to get him to give me a hint. So long, Reed.
Goodbye, Exford. Yes, Miss Case?
Mr. Reed, there's a gentleman out here to see you.
Well, I'm pretty busy, Miss Case. Did he give his name?
No, Mr. Reed. Just a minute. Mr. Reed, very busy. Perhaps if you give your name...
Oh, Miss Case.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
Show the gentleman in. I'll see him.
Yes, sir.
I don't see how he could be connected with that briefcase or why he should come here to me.
Senor, please.
Yes, come right in.
I beg you, Senor, to pardon my seeming rudeness and not sending in my card.
I'm sure you had a good reason. Won't you be seated, Mr.?
Thank you. My name, Senor, is Mendoza. My card, Senor.
Thank you. Senor Carlos Roberto Mendoza.
Before we go any further, Senor, may I request that our conversation be, as you call it, off the record?
Of course.
I'm connected in an official capacity with a South American embassy, Senor. I'm here to see you on a very delicate mission.
I'll be glad to hear what you have to say, Mr. Mendoza.
Senor, a certain person suggested that you might be able to be of great assistance to us and indirectly to our respective countries.
In what way, may I ask?
Senor, last night a special courier left for our consulate for the airport carrying a briefcase in which were sealed papers of extreme importance.
I see.
He left by the rear door and walked through to the next street to hail a taxicab, thinking to throw off anyone who might be watching.
He lost the papers, perhaps?
Exactly, Senor. Rather, I should say the briefcase was stolen by a criminal known as the Green Hornet.
You don't say. Are you certain?
Si, Senor. Two men attacked our courier. They were joined by the Hornet. Now the men escaped. Then the attackers fought among themselves. The Hornet took the papers and disappeared.
But what of the other two men?
They were caught. They are underworld criminals who were hired by a certain underground agent.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Senorita, those papers are dynamite in the wrong hands. We dare not let it be known that they are lost. We must get them back at any cost.
So?
I was told, or rather advised, to come to you. It is said you have great influence. Enough even to reach into the underworld and get to the Green Hornet.
What gave you that idea, Mr. Mendoza?
All of us hope this is true, Senor. We are depending upon you. You are our last resort. Pay the Hornet anything. We will do anything to get those papers back.
Even if I could get those papers from the Hornet, it would have to be on a no-questions-asked basis. The police would object to that.
The police are tracking down the underground agent for us. I can assure you they will be most discreet in this matter. I can promise questions will not be asked if the papers are returned with the seal unbroken, Senor.
Well, I promise nothing, but where will you be at 8 o'clock tonight?
The address is in the corner of my card, that of the consulate, Senor. I'll be there with three others. An attaché, a foreign minister, and an American whom we have called in as an advisor.
All right, Mr. Mendoza. I'll see you at the consulate at 8 o'clock tonight.
You're listening to The Green Hornet on Win Radio Was. We'll be right back with the second part of our show.
It was a time of women's legs in silk stockings with seams, of margarine you had to mix with color yourself unless you wanted it to look like lard, of new Studebaker cars for $660 at the factory in South Bend, Indiana. A one-time cop turned small-time private detective to whom three shaves on a blade was routine and four. That was good luck. 1940, the time of Harry Nile.
We invite you to meet Harry Nile, a former Chicago cop who quit the force after uncovering a vein of corruption.
Why am I out here in California where I never wanted to be with another man's $1,000 in my pocket, heading for a rendezvous with a guy I've never seen to do a job I never thought I'd be doing?
He stalks the rainy streets of the pre-war West on behalf of private clients in Radio Spirit's 23-episode collection called Seattle Blues.
His briefcase is on the bed. Papers are scattered everywhere. But Dickens isn't there. Uh-oh. Yes, he is.
still in his leather jacket, lying against the wall. There's a pink glow from a neon motel sign outside on the street, and it shows me enough to make me back out of that room and get out of Victorville as fast as I can go.
Today, you can save $12 on Harry Nile Seattle Blues. This 8-CD set is regularly $31.95, but When Radio Was listeners can get it now for only $19.95. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HARRY77.
But even though I can hardly walk, I'm smiling, because I've solved the case of the battered beauty all in one night.
Get Harry Nile, Seattle Blues today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HARRY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
With many of us working and schooling from home, it's more important than ever to have a functional and comfortable setup. And that's the idea behind LG's ultra-fine Ergo HD monitor. LG's Adam Belzicki has the details.
Yeah, absolutely. What we've done with the ultra-fine Ergo is we've taken one of our ultra-high-definition 4K displays, and instead of putting it on a traditional stand that sits on the desk, we've mounted it to an arm that has a clamp that clamps directly to the desktop. And what that enables you to do is move the monitor in any direction you wish. It's fully customizable to you. And I think for me, what's also great is it has USB Type-C on it. So when I put my notebook down, it's one cable to plug in to power the monitor, and it also charges my notebook.
Find out more at LG.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
And now let's get back to the show. Robert Hall stars as the Green Hornet on When Radio Was.
Why are you not bringing the briefcase, Mr. Britt?
I thought it over, Cato, and decided to hold off a bit. I'll tell them I'm working on it.
Why you do that if they say no questions be asked?
I'm still curious to know who sent Mendoza to me. And don't forget, someone almost sent us into a trap last night. Wait for me. I won't be long. In a few minutes, Britt Reed was being announced by the butler to the waiting group.
Senor Britt Reed.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Ah, you have come, Senor Reed, but without the papers. Oh, allow me. I will present you
Britt,
to Senor...
I didn't expect you would bring the papers. Discretion, the better part of valor? Hmm?
Oliver? This is a surprise.
Ah, I see you already know Oliver Perry, the famous American detective.
Yes, of course. We've met several times.
But this time may prove a point. Britt, I'm truly disappointed you didn't bring the papers. I know the Hornet is smart. But if they don't show up, I'll know the reason why.
Oliver Perry, a shrewd and nationally famous detective, suspected that Britt Reed and the Green Hornet were one and the same person. Britt was fully aware of these suspicions. He knew that Perry was ready to leap at the slightest relaxation of vigilance.
Oliver, you're delaying introductions. I haven't had the pleasure of meeting these gentlemen.
Sorry. Oh,
pardon, Senor Reed. Senor Manuel Calera, Senor Juan Modina, may I present Senor Britt Reed.
How do you do,
Senor Reed, the briefcase must be found.
Lord, this is a great calamity, senor. I'm quite sure Mr. Reed can help you, gentlemen, if he's not afraid of complications.
Do you know of any reason why I should fear complications, Oliver?
Well, you will continue your efforts to contact the Green Hornet and get the papers, senor.
I'll try to get word to him and persuade him to return the briefcase directly to you. I won't act as a go-between.
Aren't you sticking your neck out, Reed? I'm afraid I do not understand sticking out of the...
Oliver Perry likes to talk to me in a sort of code now and then. It's a habit of his, so you must mind.
Oh, so that is it. Well, senor, we shall wait and hope that you succeed.
That depends on what you call success, Mr. Mendoza. Hey, Oliver?
Our ideas differ on that, I'm afraid.
No doubt. Tell me, Mr. Mendoza, is the lost briefcase similar to your cases there on the table?
Si, senor. They are all identical. It is the same.
I see. Well, gentlemen, I must run along. Let's hope your papers turn up soon. Coming, Oliver? Dinner at my apartment?
Fine. I'd like that. Let's go, Britt.
Britt Reed and Cato went to their apartment, accompanied by Oliver Perry. Perry sat in the living room, watching every move the other two made. He was determined Britt and Cato would not have a chance to exchange words or signals. Finally, Britt Reed yawned and spoke.
Oh, really, Oliver? I think we should all turn in and get some sleep.
I'd like to stay right here and read most of the night. You don't mind, Britt?
Well, suit yourself. Cato, perhaps if we go to the kitchen, you can fix us a snack.
Well, yes, sir. I'm not at all hungry. And I'm certain it isn't necessary for both of you to go to the kitchen. Frankly, Britt, I'm making certain you and Cato don't get a chance to exchange words.
So I notice. Cato's so used to be jabbering to me. I believe he's bored.
Well, I managed to survive boredom, Mr. Britt.
Well, I guess I'll phone Axford and then call it a day. I'm sure you can't object to my making a phone call to my office, Oliver.
Oh, of course not. Go right ahead.
Kind of you.
Somehow, I feel as long as I'm with you, those papers won't be returned.
Oh, you never can tell. I'm sure my underworld contact has gotten through to the Hornet by now. Well, this is Mr. Reed. I want to talk to Axford, please.
Just a moment, Mr. Reed. I'll connect you.
Don't forget, I'm listening, Britt.
As if I could.
Hello?
Axford, I've been waiting to hear from you. Are you keeping the news a secret?
Reed, I don't know.
What did you find out about the jury panel in that criminal case? Did you get the list of names?
Reed, what on earth are you talking about? If I didn't know you better, I'd take you...
Well, that's it, eh? Well, in that case, I'll have to go myself.
Super snake, now you're talking in riddles.
Who did you say? Oh, not a nitwit. Now, listen to me. Keep him out of there if you have to use force. Do you understand?
Glory be. Have you gone that free? Does he want me
to get
the
document? Goodbye, Axford. Well, that's that. I hope he got everything straight.
You not mince words, Mr. Britt. I think it's very clear.
Axford doesn't understand as clearly as you do sometimes, Cato.
Seems to me you keep that poor guy Axford on the jump from the way you talk to him.
He can take it, Oliver. I guess I'll turn in now. How about you, Cato?
Well, I sit up with Mr. Perry, I think.
Before you go, Britt, may I see your bedroom?
My bedroom?
Well, this is the finest apartment I've ever seen. I'd like to see all of it.
Of course. Come along, Oliver. Here you are.
Mighty nice.
Good news in the windows.
Yes. Now, here's the bath.
Very nice. What's behind that other door?
Well, that's my clothes closet.
Lots of space here. And a whale of a lot of suits.
Go on in if you like to.
I never saw so many suits.
Mr. Brick, he's very suspicious.
I know it, Cato. I'm getting fed up. I'm going to fix him for keeps.
Well, Britt, I guess I've seen everything.
Sorry, I can't show you any more, Oliver.
Well, I'll go back to my reading. Good night.
Goodbye.
Cato? Yes, Mr. Perry.
Cato understood my message. I hope he makes sure Perry stays out of this room.
Britt Reed waited for a short time, then stepping through a secret panel in the rear of the closet in his bedroom, he went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as a hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, Streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. The wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
You're listening to the Green Hornet on Wynn Radio Was. We'll be right back with the second part of our show.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
His property from melting snow. He paid $10,000 for a permit to add a small addition, but then the city changed the rules. He had to stop work, pay another $30,000 for a new permit, and wait for approval. He waited so long winter came, and melting snow was pouring off the unfinished roof into his basement. He tacked up some plastic to temporarily route the water away, and the city compliance officers pounced. He was dragged into court for putting up plastic without a permit while waiting for the permit. Even the court could not figure out what he had done to deserve such abuse. In America, it's the government's job to protect our rights, not steal them. Thieves go to jail, not innocent victims.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This report is sponsored by Humana. People with Medicare need to make an important decision in the coming weeks, as the Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual election period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th. Selecting a Medicare plan can seem overwhelming, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic, but eligible individuals can still research plan options safely to ensure they make the right decision for their health needs. Jeff Fernandez is with Humana.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you without having to leave home, including informational websites, virtual educational events, and one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. This will allow people with Medicare to gather the information they need to choose a Medicare plan safely and securely during this annual election period, which runs through December 7th.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome back to the Green Hornet on WIN Radio Was.
Britt Reed stopped in the rear of the consulate. He thought of the daring prank he hoped to play on Oliver Perry.
I have the lost briefcase of the Black Beauty. Now, if I can get the other three.
He approached the darkened living room windows. He forced the lock, and in a matter of seconds, he lifted himself over the sill and dropped inside.
I used my flashlight. Yeah, they're still on the table. Oh, that chair. I have to get out of here quick.
Who is in here? Delight, I... Wait, I see you. Hold on fire.
The other briefcase is all gone. That's what the Hornets I know. What is this? Make Perry work for his dough. Maybe he can find all four briefcases. See, I must get Senor Perry here at once.
Once more, the powerful low-slung car sped through the back streets of the city. After entering the consulate, Britt Reed had made another stop at Oliver Perry's suite in the downtown hotel and then phoned the police. Now he pressed the gas pedal almost to the floor in his haste to get back before Perry heard the news and entered his room.
Well, I got the phone light at the consulate. It won't be long before they go outside to phone. I have to get back and be there when Perry opens that door.
Arriving at the hiding place of the Black Beauty, Britt Reed hurriedly put the car away, then ran up the secret stairway, at the same time removing his disguise.
Hope I'm in time. I made it.
That is, unless he already...
Just getting the call.
Britt!
Hey, what's the idea? Waking me up and I just...
You're still dressed.
Oh, yeah. Fell asleep across the bed, I guess. What's up?
I'm not sure yet.
Say, now, after all...
Corporate, Mendoza just phoned. Jabbered something about a visit from the Hornet.
and all the briefcases being stolen.
No. Really?
Come on along and find out.
Cato, bring the sedan around. We might as well drive Oliver wherever he's going.
Yes, sir.
Let's go, Oliver. This is really getting interesting.
The three men left Britt Reed's apartment and were soon speeding toward the consulate. Britt Reed glanced from time to time at Oliver Perry, who sat beside him in the back of the sedan, and he smiled inwardly at the puzzled frown on the detective's face. Meantime, Britt's anonymous phone call had sent the police to Oliver Perry's hotel room, and when a short time later Britt and Perry entered the living room at the consulate, they found Mendoza talking to Sergeant Burke from police headquarters.
But I do not understand, senor. You say you found all the briefcases together with the secret papers in Perry's rooms.
Yeah. That's a tough one to explain, Mr. Perry. Especially since you've had the whole force upset over this thing. It being so secret and all.
Don't be so obnoxious, Sergeant Burke. It's evident from the note that was left this was the work of the Green Hornet. Mr. Mendoza read the note to me over the phone.
So the Hornet put one over on you, eh, Oliver?
Senor Perry, we are grateful to have the briefcases back. We will not bring charges against you.
What's that? Charges against me?
By golly, Perry. Maybe you are included.
That's preposterous.
By golly,
it's ridiculous. How dare you insist?
It is all right, senor.
Maybe the DA
ought to... Just a minute. I must come to the defense of my friend. You may take my word for it. He and the Green Hornet would never be friendly enough to make a deal.
Of course not.
Furthermore, he has a perfect alibi for every minute since early today. You see, he was with me all the time.
That's the truth, and I can prove it.
You won't have to, Perry. The sergeant will take my word for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess Perry's in the clear, if you say so, Mr. Reed.
I'll go as far as the street with you, Perry. Goodbye, Senor Mendoza.
Goodbye, and thank you.
Of all the... I'm still not satisfied about you, Reed, and the Green Hornet. I've got something
to say. Perry, I've something to say to you. This is the second time I've taken you out of hot water.
I know.
I want you to know something else. I'm fed up with your suspicions. At first, it was funny when you tossed off lines with a double meaning to let me know that you suspected me of being the Green Hornet. Well, it's no longer funny to me.
Now, see here, Reed.
You posed as my friend. You've snooped into my private life. You've made public remarks that I don't like, and I've had enough. From now on, Perry, keep out of my hair.
All right. If that's the way you want it.
It is. Definitely.
Someday, Reed, I'll get that dirty Green Hornet. He's not only notorious as a criminal, but he's also a man entirely without principle of any kind.
Well, Perry, when it comes to a matter of principle, if I had to choose between the Green Hornet and you, I'd take the Green Hornet every time. So you're determined to get the Hornet, eh? Well, from now on, don't ever count on me for any help. So long, Perry.
That was Unexpected Meeting from August 23rd, 1945. The Green Hornet, a.k.a. Britt Reed, was voiced by Robert Hull, with Roland Parker as Cato. Lee Allman was Lenore Case, and Gil Shea was Mike Axford. I'm Greg Bell, and while there recently was a Green Hornet motion picture, which departed greatly from the original theme, a 1960s television program was closer to the radio original. Can you name the lead actors in that version? I'll have the answer and wrap up When Radio Was right after this break.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
The people eater sure looks strange to me. I've been listening to my story about a man named Jed. For a mountaineer burning.
Get 100 novelty songs today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY77.
Now, when everybody's heard about the bird, the bird, 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 the bird's a winner, winner, bird, 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 bird is a winner, winner.
Four CDs jam-packed with 100 novelty songs that will always make you smile for only $21.98. Just go to musicrewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code NOVELTY77 to save on shipping.
And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Now, what a novel idea. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY77 for reduced shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in 5 computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about the 1960s Green Hornet television show. In that version, Van Williams played Britt Reed, a.k.a. the Hornet, and in the role of Kato, martial arts superstar Bruce Lee. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but please take time to visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.